Indeed. Well, I'm off to watch a box set. Professor Sakari Cooper, pleasure to speak to you, sir. Professor of Organisational Psychology and Health at Manchester Business School. Don't tell me what happens in Game of Thrones, everyone. Do the boys in the office, I said to them the other day, I said, oh, I've started watching Game of Thrones. I watched my first episode of Game of Thrones. They were like, oh, which one? I'm like, yep, Series 5, Episode 8. Series 1, Episode 1. We're only about halfway through the first series. We're not making much progress because it's not one that you can watch when the 10-year-old walks in. I'll tell you that for sure. Anyway, thank you very much to Cary Cooper for that. I'm almost done for another day, but I'm joined by a man who, he's addicted to his box sets as well, I'm sure. Mr. John Holmes, what's your latest box set? Everyone's got one.
Yeah, no, that's true. I've just finished Black Sails. Are you aware of that?
I know not of what you speak.
It's Game of Thrones, but with pirates.
Oh, good God. Has it also got a lot of unnecessary female nudity and people being stabbed in the eye?
No, there's only necessary that.
Oh, OK. Yeah. But still quite a lot of it.
Yeah, that's not surprisingly little. Not as much as in Game of Thrones. And there aren't any dragons either, which is disappointing.
You've ruined it. We haven't got to dragons yet.
You've just watched the first one, haven't you?
Yeah. I think we're at 77. They all
die.
They probably do. Do you know what my main thing with Game of Thrones? For people who've not watched Game of Thrones, seriously. My whole thing is, the whole way through, I'm going... So how's he related to Sean Bean?
Yeah.
Literally every character. How's he related? Is she married to Sean Bean? It's just Sean Bean, isn't it? It's people who are married or related to Sean Bean.
Yeah, yeah. Or a wolf.
Or trying to kill him.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah. Does Sean Bean live?
I'm not selling you anything.
Oh, okay. No, all right, what's on your show?
The Prince, the Duke of the Edinburgh of the Philip has only gone and resigned, hasn't he? He's on the front of all the papers today with his hat off.
Resigned?
Yeah.
He's resigned from being
royal. No, we've got some home to talk to him. And
Prince Philip on the show. You're going to trump my Ken Livingston.
You've got Trump and Ken Livingston.
That would be a good interview, wouldn't it? Donald Trump. Okay, here's a joke. Donald Trump, Ken Livingston, Prince Philip walk into a pub. How many people of different ethnic groups are offended?
Is there an answer to that?
Yes, lots.
All of them.
Right, what else apart from
that? There's going to be some... we're going to be attempting to edit a gene. Obviously, that's all the rage today, so we thought we'd dabble in genetics on the programme today.
I tell you what, eugenics would be a good solution to some of your production staff.
Well, a lot of them need altering.
They definitely need altering.
Put it that way.
Right, that's Mr. John Holmes coming up. Do stay tuned. Brilliant listen here on Talk Radio after 1 o'clock. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning after watching, a few more episodes of a box set.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. It's a football forecast on your radio broadcast with the two mics on Talk Radio with a Selco predictor. Every Friday night from 1 a.m, get set for a squabble as Mike's Parry and Graham take a spin of the Selco predictor and fret and fight over the weekend's football fixtures.
Well, at least I'm not fat and ugly, and you are.
You are fat and ugly.
The two mics on Talk Radio with the Selco predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at talkradio.com/predictor.
Selco, it's where the train goes.
Score the biggest deal of the Premier League and save an unbeatable £900 versus Sky over 18 months with Britain's lowest price Sky Sports bundle from TalkTalk. For just £28.45 a month, get award-winning TV, all 8 Sky Sports channels and unlimited broadband including line rental. But hurry, the big summer save ends 17th of August. Search TalkTalk TV now. TalkTalk. For everyone. Based on slower broadband speeds than BT and Virgin. Competitor contracts for 12 months. Sky has more channels. Contract and conditions apply.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, from all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2013 Peugeot Partners, from under £4,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Boom! Football is back. What better way to see it in than the Sun on Sunday's 64-page Premier League guide? Featuring in-depth analysis on all clubs, the ins and outs and Shearer's predictions for the new season. And get some handy knowledge for your dream team. Get in! Grab your guide in The Sun on Sunday. The Sun, we live it.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It's Thursday. Here's Victoria with the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Monster Surgeon sentence increased, acid attack advice, and a job that's out of this world.
Talk Radio.
Rogue breast surgeon Ian Paterson's jail term has been increased by 5 years. The disgraced doctor's prison sentence for carrying out needless operations has gone up from 15 to 20 years. Speaking before today's ruling, one of his victims, Leslie Cuthbert, said the original one wasn't long enough.
That is way too lenient. The number of people he mistreated is astronomical, and he should have had a much harsher sentence.
Four members of a terror gang who dubbed themselves the Musketeers have been sentenced to life in prison. The men had planned a knife and bomb attack with British police or the military as their target, but they were caught by MI5 last year. Two men have been charged by Australian authorities investigating an alleged plot to blow up a plane. The pair are among four arrested at the weekend during raids in Sydney. Emergency doctors are giving advice on how to help acid attack victims after a rise in the number of being carried out. Experts writing in the British Medical Journal say a huge amount of water, at least 20 litres, is the best treatment. The former mayor of London, Ken Livingstone, has told Talk Radio Venezuela is in crisis because it failed to kill the oligarchs that wield the true power there. The country's president has been accused of rigging a vote that gives his party nearly unlimited powers. But Mr. Livingstone has suggested Nicolas Maduro is a puppet who's suffering because his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, didn't use a sword.
One of the things that Chavez did when he came to power, he didn't kill all the oligarchs. There was about 200 families that controlled about 80% of the wealth in Venezuela. He allowed them to live, to carry on. And I suspect a lot of them are using their power and their control over imports and exports of medicines and food to make it difficult.
And NASA is hiring someone to defend Earth from alien contamination. The full-time planetary protection officer will also be responsible for ensuring humans in space don't contaminate planets and moons. The salary is £141,000, but you have to be a US citizen to apply.
Why are you telling us that?
Because it's interesting.
Yeah. How does it work? You've got, so if somebody is in space, you've got to keep them clean.
Personal hygiene, but make sure they don't damage the environment.
Right. How do you do
it? Space environment.
Do you have to go with them? With a cloth?
I'm not sure it's quite like that, John.
Right.
Yeah. But did you miss the bit about alien contamination?
Yes.
That's the jazzier bit. Yeah.
So their job is to protect Earth from alien invasion?
No. Contamination.
Well, that's the same.
But is it?
Yes.
Not necessarily. They might not invade, but they might contaminate.
Yeah, but that technically is an invasion. You know, like when people in the office, some people in the office out there contaminate your privacy, don't they?
Oh, I hate that.
Do you hate your privacy being contaminated?
Yeah, I hate it when people get in my personal space.
Do you?
Yeah. It's really annoying.
It's not what I heard. Right.
So that's a lie.
About the weather now, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's what
let's
I heard about
that.
The weather.
Yeah, yeah.
National weather.
Slick. Another day of sunshine and showers with some thundery downpours in the north. Windy across the country with highs of 22 degrees.
Thank you very much. And now here's
Jake Robson
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Jake Robson. We'll start with boxing. Former heavyweight champion of the world, Vladimir Klitschko, has announced his retirement with immediate effect. The 41-year-old Ukrainian ends his career with a professional record of 64 victories and 5 defeats, the most recent to current IBF champion Anthony Joshua. Klitschko had been considering a lucrative rematch with Joshua in Las Vegas. The British fighter's promoter Eddie Hearn says he doesn't begrudge Dr. Steelhammer's decision.
As a fan, as much as I wanted to see the rematch, I think it's an honourable decision. He goes out on the greatest night in British boxing history and a night where he put his heart on his sleeve. He went to war. He got probably more respect than he's ever got in his whole career for that performance.
To football then, and La Liga have reportedly rejected a £198 million deposit from PSG lawyers who are intending to trigger Neymar's release clause from Barcelona. It doesn't come as that much of a surprise. Spanish football's governing body have deemed it impossible that the deal doesn't violate UEFA financial fair play regulations. Finally, racing on the feature race at Glorious Goodwood today is the Nassau Stakes. Winter is the favourite in a field of six. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much, Jake Robson, there with the pre-recorded sports. Did you just say a goldfish? Your goldfish tried to eat a frog?
Yeah. But this is old news. It happened about 20 years ago.
All right. The things we chat about during when people are listening to other stuff. Right. So it's Thursday and we've got some kind of programme to do.
Talk Radio.
If the phrase PPI claim makes you want to lie down and go to sleep, congratulations, you're perfectly normal. If it fills you full of excitement at the prospect of winning back money for other people, then you probably work at the money hotline. Because we love getting our clients back what they're rightfully owed. Our dedicated team of experts will handle your claim for you and make the whole thing hassle-free. Call us free from your mobile on 87878 or go to moneyhotline.co.uk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to The Prisons in the United Kingdom. And we're here to help with, the news analysed in haikus.
It was all for the last BLT at Pret.
Where were the amusing penis shapes?
A stag group dressed as priests.
Pentacute.
It's petonk.
Yeah. Kaplunk.
Not kaplunk. Petonk.
Good afternoon, kiddo. How are you?
The government. I told my doctor, John, I felt like a pair of curtains.
Should I do the onion jokes or not?
Okay.
Are they appealing? Who is the one dressed as a pig?
It's going quite slowly.
I'm going to turn off the radio forever.
Eddie Grant has said that he's no longer going to rock down to Electric Avenue.
No, he shouldn't.
As the prices are going higher.
Yeah, higher.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is evolved.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of a fabric of nature.
So, good afternoon then, and welcome. As like Prince Philip, who I very much like to think of as the people's mildly racist old man, is pictured in the papers and all over the social media doffing his hat as he says goodbye to mixing with people he doesn't like and has no real tolerance of. I am John Holmes. This is 1 till 4 in the afternoons and you're listening to it on Talk Radio. Now the staggeringly, and this is news, 30th most popular station out of a possible 39, so well done. I know. Well done, everybody. The good news is that we've obviously put a listener on, so high fives all round. Today we doff not a royal hat, but instead 3 hours of entertainment at you. In fact, I go so far as to say it's the very opposite of the full-scale trade war that Russia is accusing America of starting. Well, how so? I imagine you're wondering. Well, the US sanctions place limits on what can be sent to Moscow, but my friend here, we place no such limits on anything at all. On what's going to be sent to you? Are there limits on that? No, of course not. We'll send things directly to your ears from out the front of your radio pipe between now and 4 o'clock, and we are open to trade, and you know as well as I do where the trade go. It's here, because we're open to trade. And in return for our goods and services, news, weather, adverts, for PPI insurance and so forth, all we require of you, is that you sit back and let it all wash over you like President Trump and that urine in that Russian hotel that time. In fact, on that note, by the way, the Russian Prime Minister, Dmitry Medvedev, has said that the UN sanctions signed by Donald Trump demonstrated Trump's, and I quote, complete impotence, right? Now, if that's true, right, then that video of Trump and those prostitutes, okay, that must be an actual thing, mustn't it? So, anyway, hi, Talk Radio, and I expect by now you're by curious, at the very least, to know what's coming up on your Thursday programme. Well, Headline Hijack is on the way. Headline Hijack works very simply like this. You make up a news story. Then you send it to us by one of the following methods. 87222 or text.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
That's how to get it to us. The lines are very much open for you to hear your words said as truth in the 2pm bulletin. Speak to the nation, why don't you? Just get in touch. Lines open now. There can be only one and it could well be yours today. Victoria's got a mouth and it will come out of it. Here it is.
This mouth.
There it is. There's a diversity paper review as well. Kyle joins us today. Kyle going through the papers, a different diversity each day, reviewing them for us. As you know, Kyle is English, Jamaican and Welsh. So that's an excellent round of box ticking right there. Current affairs analysed as only is right and proper. Through the medium of Japanese poetry, of course, we bring you the news in haikus as the afternoon wears on. There's a big debate at three. We've got all your reactions as well, of course. You can react to Talk Radio if you've got a reaction. As I say, they're just lying around, aren't they, at this time of year, on the ground. Why not pick them up? You know, if you've walking through the park and you see a reaction there that someone else hasn't picked up, why not pick that reaction up? Pop it in a little bag and send it to Talk Radio. You can react on the usual number, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter, of course.
Start your message anywhere,
You like. And or you can, why not going to a car park? Supermarket car parks up and down this land are full now of various Talk Radio reaction medieval siege equipment. Today it's a reaction cannon. We've got it next to a bottle bank. You'll see it in the car parks of various supermarkets. Today, it's outside Summerfield in Tewkesbury. Work experience punditry is Millie today. Millie makes her debut on air with us to round up a week's worth of geeky, gadgety crap. It's where we give the work experience, real work experience, not just, you know, tea making and so forth. And as it's news silly season officially, Toby Gillies from TalkSport will be here with Toby Gillies silly season. Toby Gillies silly season silliness. Basically, he reads out some headlines of stupid stories that have gone into the news. And from those headlines, we have to deduce what those stories actually are. That'll be happening. And as it's Thursday, what else? Well, this, of course. Another edition of the nation's least favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster. Today, the life and work of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross in quiz form. Today, after last week's spectacular contestant, somebody off of Love Island, today, somebody else off of Love Island will be playing today. That's going to be around about 4:15. Very exciting. So there's all of that and other stuff besides. Ginger Dave is not producing. Spanish assistant producer Asprod Marta is through the Ventana.
Hola.
Ventana.
Ventana. Hola.
Hola. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hello. Victoria has got the news.
Yes, John.
She is the news.
No, John.
She encompasses the news.
Yeah.
Yes, Con.
She's off the news.
She is off
yes,
news.
John and Con.
Good. Cornelius is in the room.
Hello.
There he is. So I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio, and we're going to bring you Thursday entertainment now. We're going to start with some music, however. It's what we do. As Talk Radio's head of music, it falls to me to pick a track to get us into the big story. But the thing is, what is the big story? That's the question I'm throwing out there. The clues are all within the song, title or artist, but you've got to try and figure it out. No prizes, just for fun. Play along at home. Cornelius is playing along in here as usual.
Well, not yet. You haven't played the song.
Cornelius is about to play along in here as usual.
Yeah, I will.
What's the big story contained within this?
Shoulder, gotta get along.
that is the noise of Kasabian. Bless this acid house current single from their new album. And we're playing it to get into today's big news story. What could it be? A lot of entries coming in, obviously, on text and Twitter as to what the story could possibly be. Cornelius has been working it out as well. Cornelius, what have you got? What have you got?
Thanks very much, Sean. Hi, great to be here playing the music news story game. Well, I know this story. This is the story from 6 minutes ago that the governor of Bank of England, Carney, has warned Brexit uncertainty is growing.
Right. And how does that...
Well, that translates because I am uncertain completely of the lyrics to this song, even though I really like it.
Okay. No, it's not that. It's bless this acid house.
Is it the news? Three Musketeer Jihadis getting life terms?
No.
They're getting in the slam of the big house.
No.
Which...
Well, you're right. I mean, it's not.
Is it the triathlete jailed over benefit fraud?
No. I'll tell you what it is. What's the clue is in a word in the title of the song as to what the big story is. Bless this acid house.
Bless.
No.
This.
No.
Acid.
Not that story.
House.
Yes.
House.
Yeah.
Is it someone who lives in a house?
Ah.
A very big house in the country?
Or in... And they have got one of those as well. What's another word for a big house?
A mansion.
No, bigger than that.
A castle.
It's a palace.
Oh, it's the Prince Philip.
Well done. Right, Prince Philip.
I'm great at this game.
Is retiring. We're going to be talking about that next. What's he going to be doing now he's stepped back from being mildly xenophobic to foreigners? What is he going to be doing all day? Find out next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Once upon a time, there was a magical place where you could hear tall tales of beastly boys, ghastly girls, and really awful adults. Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, join Britain's best-selling storyteller as he reads from a selection of his brilliant children's books.
Goodbye, ranky-danky rhubarb! Good riddance!
Story Hour with David Walliams on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books.
Score the biggest deal of the Premier League and save an unbeatable £900 versus Sky over 18 months with Britain's lowest price Sky Sports bundle from TalkTalk. For just £28.45 a month, get award-winning TV, all 8 Sky Sports channels and unlimited broadband including line rental. But hurry, the big summer save ends 17th of August. Search TalkTalk TV now. TalkTalk. For everyone. Based on slower broadband speeds than BT and Virgin. Competitor contracts for 12 months. Sky has more channels. Contract and conditions apply.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and the Van Monster price match guarantee. Like these 2014 Ford Transit Customs from under £9,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
There's no need to scream and shout if there's a U-bend that needs straightening out.
There's a local hero for that.
If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Still problems north on the M5 through Devon at the moment, so there's a lane closed due to a breakdown at junction 29 for the A30 and the exit to turn off. Problems in Monmouthshire also for Severn Bridge, the M48. A lane closed in both directions due to strong winds between Junction 2 at Chepstow and Junction 1 for the A403. And finally to Lancashire, the northbound M6. Two lanes are closed due to a fuel spill. It's following an accident around Junction 28 at Leyland. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And so, Prince Philip has died. Of course he hasn't. Although, if you saw yesterday's Telegraph online, you'd think that he had, as they accidentally put up his obituary instead of an article about him retiring from public life. After 22,219 solo engagements since 1952... and he was only mildly offensive and or racist in 22,218 of those. Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, has hung up his long-held disdain for foreigners. For good. In public, anyway. And he's off to do whatever it is that retiring Dukes of Edinburgh do. To find out what retiring Dukes of Edinburgh do, I'm very pleased to be joined on the phone by the retiring Duke of Edinburgh. Prince Philip joins us. Good afternoon.
Which end do I speak into? I can never remember.
It's the top. It's
the end of one comes out, which is the other end. Which end?
It's the bottom. It's the bottom end. Turn it up. Turn it the other way up, Your Highness.
Whichever end the noise isn't coming out of my head. That's there we go.
That's better. Good. Well, congratulations on still being alive after your death was reported yesterday.
Yes. Scribbling little peasants can't wait to get rid of me, can they?
No. So listen, you've done. As I said, there's a lot of solo engagements, 22,219 of them, and
yes,
so
almost as many as Eric Clapton.
So are you going to? Are you going to relax now? I mean, you're 108 or something, aren't you?
Well, yes, something like that. One rather stops counting after 90. But I, of course, I shall very much miss. Dragging my aching bones around this godforsaken planet, being witheringly disdainful to foreigners, I shall have to content myself with writing them stiffly worded letters.
Yeah, I mean,
expressing my disapproval of things in no uncertain terms.
Yeah, I want to talk about the gaffes over the years as well a little bit, if that's all right, because you know you're called a rascal.
Oh, I've had plenty of gaffes. Yeah. Well, there's the big one in the middle of London on the roundabout. You know that one with the balcony. It's good for waving.
Yeah, different.
That one in Scotland, I've never been very keen on. Terribly drafty. I suppose I can get myself a new gaff now I've retired. That might be quite fun.
Yeah.
Something by the seaside, perhaps.
That's
what you do when you retire, isn't it?
Different kind of gaff. I was not talking about the racism. Over the years, the gaffes, you know, let's look back. I mean, a lot of people, they talk about the time you said about some Indians putting a fuse box in, don't they? They talk about the time, the slitty eyes comment you made once. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was a corker.
Yeah. Spears with the Aborigines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to ask you about is one that a lot of people don't know about, of course, which is that you started World War II, didn't you? Because that you made a xenophobic remark about Germans and sunbeds, and that's really what kicked the whole thing off.
Well, I thought it was a joke myself. I thought they could take it on the chin, you know. It was only 20 years since I gave them a proper good kicking. I thought they would all be mates by now. How many parents did not?
Yeah.
Testy little swine with his stupid moustache and his big boots. Never could take a joke, could he?
No.
I must confess, I've never been inside a Gundam with this idea that he's all guess. That suggests that I said things that I didn't mean.
Well, that does suggest that. You're right, yeah. So, in actual fact, we shouldn't be calling them gaffes. We should have been calling them the Duke of Edinburgh's points of view.
Barbs, perhaps. Missives.
Missives.
Yes.
Well, you say missive. You say missive, I say missus. Let's talk about your wife, because...
Just a second. Just a moment. I shall have to move into another room. I mean, back in a moment, Liz. I'm just... The crackling noises is very severe right now.
Good. Are you all right there? You all right?
Yes, I'm in.
So let's talk about...
I'm in the lab. Right. We can speak clearly.
Right, good. Okay, well, let's talk about... you've been married a long time. Let's talk about Queen...
Oh, God, haven't I just...
Queen Elizabeth.
Haven't I been married a long time?
Yeah. And I mean, how...
I'm not entirely sure there was ever a time when I wasn't married. It's fading from the memory, I tell you.
Did you meet her on a Greek beach? Is that right?
Yes, we did, actually, yes. I was minding donkeys and she was buying an ice cream.
Yeah, it's a beautiful story, isn't it? In many ways. And you've been by her side all that time. But aren't you annoyed that you were never called king?
I tell you what I am annoyed at. Why couldn't they have got the hot Doctor Who to play me? That wound me up a bit. Get David What's-His-Face, with the good hair, the one everybody fancies. Not the weird-looking one with the flappy hands and the chin.
Yeah.
What were they thinking?
Are you sure you're all right?
No, I'm not all right. I wrote a very stiffly worded letter. Yes, you've made Liz look rather cute and that rather adorable little thing you've got playing her, but you've got me being played by the goofy Doctor Who. What are you thinking?
Yeah. Do you watch... You've got more time now, though, to watch television, haven't you? Because, you know, retired.
Yes, I
mean, what's going to be your afternoon routine? A bit of Eggheads, a bit of the Chase, or what are you going to...
Well, I'm still I'm box set binging The Wire at the moment. I need to catch up with that. Never quite got to the end of it.
It's hard.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Through Breaking Bad. Did Breaking Bad in a week. Didn't see daylight.
Did you?
My God, that show's like crack. There's just no getting away from it.
What do you make of this thing of television? Well, you've got you on the line in the toilet. Do you? What do you make of this Channel 4 Diana program and these Diana tapes? Because I know the royal family could be embarrassed about that. And I just wondered if we can, while we're off the record, get your take on it, Your Highness.
Well, it depends which tapes we're talking about, really, doesn't it? Right. I mean, which tapes have they got hold of?
I think it's the ones she recorded with the voice coats. What are the tapes?
Right. Right, not the ones the maid found on top of Charles's wardrobe, then.
I don't think they've got those.
Well, probably all right, then. They can go ahead and do whatever they like with those.
Right.
They're just talking to some Johnny voice coach. No sure anybody cares about those.
Right.
Wardrobe tapes, those are the explosive ones. Mum's the word.
Mum, we'll say mum's the word. We'll draw a veil over this. We'll let you go, because I know you're not busy.
Is it Muslim?
No. What are you up to this afternoon?
Well, after this afternoon, a bit of Netflix and chill, I think.
With Liz?
Well, possibly.
Oh, right. Final question.
Yes.
Final question. What's the best animal you've ever shot?
Probably a gun bearer called Abdul, I think. Went down very easily.
All right. Prince Philip, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Bit of an exclusive there. The Duke of Edinburgh on the line, talking to us about his retirement. You heard it there. He's planning to Netflix and chill with the Queen this afternoon. So that's nice. And more revelations of Diana tapes on Charles's wardrobe. So I think we got some scoops out of that. But anyway, that's Prince Philip entering retirement. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
At 1:30, Victoria has the news.
A surgeon convicted of carrying out needless breast operations has had his jail term increased.
We quashed the sentences of 15 years imposed on the Section 18 offences, and we substitute for the sentences of 15 years a sentence of 20 years on each count to run concurrently.
Lady Justice Hallett was one of three judges in the Court of Appeal that decided the original term was unduly lenient. Ian Paterson left victims scarred and disfigured. The 59-year-old from Altrincham exaggerated or invented cancer diagnosis and then got paid for carrying out the procedures. A gang of terrorists has been sentenced to life in prison for planning to attack police or a military target in the UK. Three were given a minimum term of 20 years behind bars, while the fourth will serve at least 50. The Bank of England has cut its economic growth forecast for this year and next. It's also voted to leave interest rates unchanged at 0.25%. Tunnels covering stretches of motorway near built-up areas are among measures being considered to reduce pollution. Highways England says the canopies would absorb car fumes, but one charity's worried about the health of the motorists who have to stay under them. And 4 in 5 UK adults are now binge-watching TV series as catch-up technology continues to grow in popularity. Research by the regulator Ofcom's found a third miss out on sleep as a result. The weather, another day of sunshine and showers, some thundery downpours in the north. Windy across England and Wales with highs of 22 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Yes, there is. There's also more in, half three.
In 2 hours.
That's right. And today, Victoria brings us bonus news that is...
mineral news.
It's happening in the world of minerals. Victoria will have the details for you. It's her bonus news because her news is shorter than it used to be. Interesting story you had in there, though, about the car tunnels.
Yes.
Tell me that again.
Why?
Well, I wasn't listening
properly.
I literally
just said it. John, this is so annoying.
Right,
fumes from cars on motorways damages the environment.
That's right.
So they want to reduce pollution. So they were thinking, oh, maybe we'll put tunnels over the top of motorways near built-up areas.
Yeah, they should take all of those, take all that pollution, put it somewhere like in a warehouse.
Why would you store it?
A car fume warehouse.
That was so tenuous. And technically illogical.
Victoria there with the news. Now, Victoria will be back as well at 2 o'clock with today's headline hijack, because in the bulletin at 2, well, there'll be a made-up news lie. But I'd like that lie to be U-shaped. Not U-shaped, like a U, not like the letter U, not like a U-bend. I mean,
and
U.
And finally, U.
Like
that.
No, I'd like it to be you, as in Y-O-U, you, listening to this, you, friend. I'd like it to be the shape of you, in the shape of you. Or at least words that you know and understand in the form of a news story. And you can text it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The lines are open for Headline Hijack. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
George McTavish, Neeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision. Radio Free Galloway. Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tomorrow night from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a headline hijack then is upon us. And as you know, all you have to do is write some things down that could well sound like a news story when spaked by Victoria's face. This kind of thing that's been coming in, Cornelius.
Yes, this one's from Cheryl, who says, Chris Evans has offered to pay each of his lost listeners a fiver out of his wages to return to his breakfast show after shedding $1 million off of his figures in the latest radio audience results.
Yeah.
Elsewhere in the BBC Radio 1 controller, Ben Cooper has said that he's disappointed in Nick Grimshaw's figures going up as he is in attracting the wrong type of listener, and that's not what he was asked to do.
Right. And as we reported earlier, Talk Radio has shot up those charts.
Shot up the charts.
We are now the 30th most popular station out of a possible 39. but only in reach, not share. Now, congratulations, John, on your marvellous car fume warehouse joke. I would like to buy you a drink, John. Not con, though. That's coming from Jeff there.
It's fine. I don't meet with fans of the show.
Right. Good. So, what else has come in, Cornelius?
Oh, do you want another one?
Yes, I do.
Fine, then. Halloumi has swept up at the Squeakiest Food of the Year
Awards. Halloumi!
Last night, winning 18 of the 19 categories, including Squeakiest Food, the big one, highest pitch squeak, and Best Supporting Squeak. The only other winning food was green beans, which won in the green vegetable category.
What about leeks? Leeks squeak? Where did leeks come in, then?
Well, they just didn't win.
Why? Leeks squeak more than...
Well, John, you'll have to talk to the judges.
Leeks, I find leeks to be the squeakiest of all food. Don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
To the point
they
that,
do squeak. I mean, I think they were nominated.
They were nominated. They've been nominated. But I think they've been nominated many times, but never won. I think
halloumi and green beans are there.
Well, I think leeks deserves a bit of a chance. I think it's just giving it to...
Well, if green beans take a year off due to a bad harvest, then that'll be
maybe
the time for leeks to come in.
Yeah. Is there any other food that squeaks?
I don't know.
Mice?
Yeah.
I mean, that's obviously what... It's a food for cats.
Yes.
But they have the Cat Squeaky Food Award. That's a different ceremony.
Yeah, easier to win.
Yeah, because it's just mice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I caught
The halloumi of mice.
Of the halloumi of the animal world.
Yeah.
Of mice. Of halloumi, mice, and men.
Oh, no, of cat food.
What?
I don't know.
Neither do I. Are you drunk?
No.
Oh. So there's... I caught a frog yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, an actual...
Why?
I don't know.
Where were you?
Frogland. No. I was just simply in the garden. I went outside and there was a great big frog just sitting there looking at me. And I was sort of like, it's sort of out of context. I mean, I know frogs exist, but I'd never seen a big...
Do you have a pond in your garden?
No.
Do your neighbours?
Some neighbours do, but they're a little way away. So if...
How big's your house?
Oh, shoot. I mean, the neighbours...
Our other neighbour's garden does, but you'd be walking for hours.
I say neighbours. I mean, the people of Surrey.
Yeah.
Just over the fence of Kent, which is, of course, the Garden of England. Anyway, I've got a frog, so...
So you picked it up,
though? Yeah!
What's the point?
Well, I wanted to see what it tasted like. No, I wanted to see...
You wanted to scare your children with it,
yes,
isn't
I did.
It?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
No, because they were in bed.
Perfect opportunity.
Yeah, I know. So they didn't really find
just
it. Just
throwing a frog like a hand
morning.
Grenade. Shut the door.
Shut the door and run. It's still there. They haven't spotted it. Anyway, so...
Spotted.
In the next bit of the programme, there's... Are we doing any headline hijacks? No, done. Right, good. Lines are open for that. Headline hijacks, 87222.
Start your message with
at
a word.
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So the lines will be open until about 5 to 2. And we will be going through the papers next, the day's papers. Of course, there's a big pile of them. We've got to go through them. We're going to be doing it with Kyle, who is our diversity paper reviewer today. He's English, Jamaican and Welsh. It's next on Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
This is the sound of a man who unexpectedly fell into cold water and instinctively is trying to swim hard. This is the sound of the cold water shock making him gasp uncontrollably and breathe in water until he drowns. Whereas this is the sound of a man who fell into cold water and knows how to survive. You have to fight your instinct to swim and just float until the cold water shock has passed and you can control your breathing. This is a safety message from the RNLI. Float to live. Visit respectthewater.com.
Boom! Football is back. What better way to see it in than the Sun on Sunday's 64-page Premier League guide? Featuring in-depth analysis on all clubs,
the ins and outs and Shearer's predictions for the new season. And get some handy knowledge for your dream team. Get in! Grab your guide in The Sun on Sunday. The Sun, we live it.
The Homebase end of season clearance is on now. Hurry in for this Qualcast 600-watt hedge trimmer. Was £39.99, now only £33. Homebase, always low prices.
Ah, Saturday mornings. Caviar with Tomo, bubbles with Merce. But some cheeky blighters want to ruin it. This Saturday, Super 6 have a million of my cash to give away, and it's staying that way until it's won. Predict 6 correct scores and my million's yours. Bang goes my yacht on the Hartlepool Riviera. Soccer Saturday Super 6, your Saturday morning sorted. Mine ruined. 18 plus entries must be in by 3 o'clock Saturday. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Nottinghamshire, southbound side of the A1M, that's queuing following an overturned vehicle at junction 34 for Bawtry. The queue remains back towards 35 for the M18. Northbound side of the M6 for Lancashire, two lanes are closed due to a fuel spill. That's around 28 at Leyland. Queue starts at Standish at junction 27, travel time of around an hour. And still, a lane closed in both directions of the Severn Bridge, the M48 through Monmouthshire. That's due to strong winds near the junction 2 at Chepstow. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Dearly beloved, gather together every Sunday morning from 11 for Slaphead Salvation from your radio station.
James Whale's Sunday Sermon. Why not join me, my friends? Listen to the wise words of the whale.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the whale.
The Sunday Sermon with James Whale, this Sunday morning from 11 on Talk Radio.
Oh, I say, is that Fanny Green in the front row?
No, it's just the way the light's shining through the stained glass window.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's 22, just gone a time, and the time is upon us for today's Diversity Paper Review. But before that, of course, where we will analyse the news in some depth, there's a better way to do it. And that is with Japanese poetry. Of course, it's the obvious thing to do. Drill down into news stories, individual news stories. We do that on a daily basis here. A team of Japanese poetry journalists, they've got their own desk space now. Just to drill down into the news, like Panorama, but with short form oriental verse. That's what it is. So five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news.
I can't get my head around it.
In haikus.
Prince Philip retires from doing very little to doing chuffle.
The news in haikus. Kyle joins us for the paper review. He's one of our regular paper reviewers. You will know him if you are a regular listener. Remind us of your diversity, please.
I am English, Jamaican and Welsh.
That's right, you are. And that makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. That is the Diversity Paper Review, a different diversity each day. Kyle, what have you got for us?
We're going to start off in the Daily Mail today. Mm-hmm. How much data the internet generates every minute?
Lots.
Lots, yes. So a computer software and data visualisation company, Domo, has released its fifth annual infographic.
I don't know why they needed it. They just needed Cornelius to...
Yeah.
He knows. Lots.
Lots.
Next I could write that into an infographic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is one I've got at the moment, and it's got some interesting figures on it.
So actually. Is this search terms and stuff?
It's a project that shows how much data is generated across different platforms. So Netflix, Instagram, Uber... emails, texts.
Right.
So anything to do with the internet, it's basically done an infographic on to what we use and what we send every minute. So people now send more than 15.2 million texts a minute, compared to 3.5 million from last year, which is up 334%.
Why's that gone up so much?
I guess with like iMessage and all these data plans
people
and everything.
Meeting people, innit?
It's everything's over text. Like, I rarely call people now, which I hate.
I know, it's really irritating, isn't it?
Yeah, I much prefer to call someone on the phone, have an actual conversation, yeah, and sit there for 20 minutes trying to think out what you're gonna tell
them. And when you do phone people, no one picks up anymore.
No, straight to voicemail.
Straight to voicemails, and because they expect you to miss it. And then people go, oh, just mail me that.
Yeah,
go, well,
just
I'd rather
text
talk
me.
To you. There was someone, I read this the other day, who made a point of just replying to every email for a week or something with call me.
Yeah.
And actually started to get that back.
Actual phone calls
back that we all used to have.
Yeah, I miss it. I miss just chatting for hours on the phone rather than text. It's just so impersonal. And
it's just easier, isn't it?
A lot easier.
And that whole blue tick nightmare as well now.
Being blue ticked.
Getting ghosted.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Where just people not replying. You've read it
20 minutes ago. Why have I not had a response?
Why are you not replied? It's turned us all.
Then again, I'm terrible for that. It takes me like 2 days to reply to a text.
That's me too. Yeah, rarely. I rarely bother.
Yeah.
So this is all part of this anyway.
All part of this. Yes. Yeah. So Snapchat users shared 527,760 photos.
Naked, yes.
Yeah, a minute. Yeah. Instagram has 46,740 photos shared a minute, which is up 14.6%. So the one that I found pretty funny is the Weather Channel. They get 18,055,555 forecast requests a minute.
That's
the
Weather Channel.
What's the Weather Channel?
Well, right. The channel that shows the weather.
That, yeah, but there's not... What, on the internet?
Yeah.
The Weather Channel.
There's
it's
a rolling
thing.
Weather Channel.
There's a like you know, like any other weather, like the forecast...
Like
every
a TV,
minute.
Yeah, so a TV...
No, it's an app.
Oh, the app. Oh, right, okay.
App, it's not presented by Hugh Edwards or something.
That, well, just every minute, this
that's
is
not a
new
channel.
Presenter
that's
telling
app.
Us what...
Well, that's an you app,
you
it's
want,
not a channel.
Wait a minute, if you want a rolling weather channel, look out of the window.
Exactly, that's what I couldn't get my head around. 18 million.
Don't steal my catchphrase.
Just look at outside. Yeah. Is it raining yet? No. Ring up the next minute. Is it sunny? No, just look out the window.
I think it's different people.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's not one person, 80
just
million.
One person.
Just going, what is the weather now? Oh.
Why is it not changing?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just, yeah.
I just did it.
You just added one.
There you go.
But yeah, I mean, YouTube, 4 million
write
users watch a video every minute. Twitter, 450,000 tweets. Skype, 154,000 calls a minute. Americans' use of the internet, 2,657,000 gigabytes per minute.
Wow.
Because obviously they're going to have to search words that they don't know.
They can't count in the British figures as well. They won't count here because our internet never works.
No. You can never get on the internet to contribute, no.
What else you got, Kyle?
We're moving to a brilliant story from the Mirror. NASA has a job opening.
Yes, we've been hearing about this
yes,
in the news. Yeah.
It comes with a six-figure salary.
Yeah.
So the US Space Agency is looking to hire a planetary protection officer who will both protect our planet from the Martians and make sure that humans venturing into space do not come and contaminate other worlds. So the job requires frequent travel. it comes with a salary of £141,000 a year with benefits. Apparently the idea came for the role came following the Outer Space Treaty of 1967, which is basically when a load of countries came together and said, right, we're not going to be using any moons or planets as weapons. There's no weapon testing on the moon or Mars or anything like that. So everyone signed. There's 117 countries involved in it now.
Yeah, but North Korea didn't sign it. You never know what they're planning.
No, you
they might
never
be trying,
know.
They might be trying to weaponize the moon now.
They could be. But
when you say it follows that, it's taken quite a while.
It has.
To sort of draw up this job description. That was 1967.
Back then they didn't have sort of the same quality of wet wipe that you get now. Because now, if you've got to go in and clean astronauts down, are they going into space with the astronaut to keep them from contaminating? Because how are you going to start if an astronaut, you know, just thinks, oh no, I need a WAS, I'll go behind that rock on the moon.
So,
you know, how are you going to stop that?
Yeah, so no, they're not going up into space. Basically, the job description they have it described here as the planetary protection is concerned with the avoidance of organic constituent and biological contamination in human and robotic space exploration.
Right. That's what I said, weeing behind a rock.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. NASA maintains policies for planetary protection applicable to all space flights that may intentionally or unintentionally carry Earth organisms and organic constituents to other planets. So basically, it's like you say, just wiping them down before they get on the spacecraft.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of money for a cleaner, that, isn't it? It's pretty good.
But
yeah.
You need to... So the role's open for 3 years with an option to extend it to 5.
Yeah.
And will probably require involvement in NASA's upcoming missions, so the planned trip to Jupiter's moon, Europa, in the 2020s.
Yeah.
You need at least 1 year's experience as a civilian government employee, an advanced degree in physical science, engineering, or mathematics.
Oh, damn it.
You also need to demonstrate skills in diplomacy that resulted in win-win solutions during extremely difficult and complex multilateral discussions.
Right.
So you bet you just got to be a peacekeeper.
Yeah, it seems that.
I mean, degree in whatever it was. Physical science, engineering, and mathematics. I'd be great for it.
You would be great. You are fascinated by the space.
Yeah. I mean, you watch like Independence Day, and the first thing to do when you see an alien aircraft is shoot it down. No, yeah. I'd be inviting them in for a cup of tea and a scone.
Yeah.
Watch a bit of Love Island with them.
Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill with a nice reptilian alien. It'd be great.
But it's the title of the job that's caught everyone's attention, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Planetary Protection Officer.
Yeah.
Sounds like a job for Superman.
It's basically Men in Black.
Yeah,
it is Men in Black. Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones
with one of those gadgets.
Yeah,
yeah,
with the neuralizer.
All right. So, but did you say it's only Americans that can apply for it anyway? So.
No, anyone can apply.
Really?
Yeah, as long as you meet the requirements.
Right. I thought Victoria said it was U.S. citizens only. Early.
Well, I've not seen that it's U.S. citizens only. I have actually applied.
Seriously,
I've actually applied.
Can you just do it online?
Yeah,
I've been
drafting up my application.
Right. Did you just lie about your degree?
Oh yeah, had to. I mean, I dropped out of uni. I haven't got a degree.
Oh, I hope you get it.
That's why I work here.
Yeah, good point, actually. Yeah. All right, what else?
We're going to move to the sun. Gene Genie.
Mm.
So a medical breakthrough yesterday promised to end the curse of inherited diseases.
Yeah.
So basically, they've managed to figure out a DNA fix to splice a broken strand of DNA with some healthy DNA to basically get rid of diseases.
It's inherited.
So 10,000 hereditary diseases could be cured by this breakthrough, which includes a few cases of cancer.
Yeah, it's heart disease as well, isn't it?
Heart disease. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. What was it? The myopathic cardio infarction, whatever it is. One that Fabrice Mwamba had.
Yes.
When he collapsed in 2012.
Yeah.
But it's incredible. I mean, it is going to pave the way for... I mean, it could pave the way for a whole new species of humans. Whole new mutations and all that. Because obviously, the one thing they're worrying about is having these designer babies.
That's the controversial side of it, isn't it?
Yeah, you can obviously change the height, the eye colour, hair colour, whatever. And, like...
Eventually. Not now.
No, not now. But I mean, they're still looking...
Yeah.
Bit further in the future, but,
experimental stage, isn't it, at the moment? But it's an incredible breakthrough.
It's a thing that these, you know, give it a couple of years and all these hereditary diseases could be gone.
Are you not going to apply to be one of these doctors?
Lie about that as well.
Yeah,
5 years experience as a neurosurgeon.
Yeah, and diversity paper review.
Yeah, I think I'll get the job.
Good. Anything else in the papers?
That's all I have for you today.
You went to the Love Island?
I knew I wanted to ask you last time
you were here. You said I was going to Mallorca. Is it Mallorca?
Mallorca. Yeah. Magaluf.
Next week.
Yep.
And you were trying to get into the final. And
yes.
You got in.
Managed to luckily get some tickets, and it was an experience. It was so good. So we got a bus out there. It was about half hour, 45 minutes away from Mallorca, from where we were. And just seeing the actual villa and seeing the guys in there, it was incredible. Like, we actually changed our flights for it. So we were meant to fly back. We were meant to fly back on a Monday. We managed to change our flights to early Tuesday morning. So we thought, we may as well go along.
Yeah.
So we went along, had a drink, hot sore, flackers and Muggy Mike and all of that lot.
I don't know what you're talking about, Kyle.
Caroline Flack, the host.
Was Muggy Mike there?
No, it wasn't Muggy
Mike. Who's Muggy
Mike? I just wanted to mention Muggy Mike.
Who's Muggy Mike?
Oh, he's the one who's a mug.
What?
It's Muggy Mike.
I don't...
He tried to steal Olivia off Chris, But did
How
it work?
How dare he? No, because Chris is an absolute sweetheart.
Stop saying words I don't understand. Look, what? So I suddenly got tickets for it. I don't understand what it is.
So we basically
just like studio audience.
Yeah, studio audience tickets.
Managed to get filmed some in the villa.
In the villa. Luckily, we were out there in the time, so we were able to get some.
I see.
It's just like a normal, like a nice little day out.
Did they give
you
free booze?
We did get a few glasses of champers, yeah, which was nice. But we couldn't stay for the after party, which was annoying.
There was an after party.
Oh yeah, yeah. Apparently, it kicked off.
Really? What happened?
I don't know. I wasn't there. But no, so everyone was getting a bit wavy, getting a bit lit, getting a bit live. And,
putting their eggs in baskets.
Got a little bit leave it, yeah. And then, but no, we were only there for a couple of hours, watched the show, saw Kem and Chris.
Stop saying all
Kem,
this!
Kem and Amber win it. Might have heard my mate shouting.
His friend heckled the final. And it was the funniest bit of the whole show.
What did he heckle?
Share It With Chris was shouted out.
Right.
A couple of them shouted out Share It With Chris, and apparently you could hear it.
That right. man who shouted that, your friend, is now as famous as any of the Love Islanders.
He's genuinely deleted his social media. Because all of his mates were blowing up his phone, so he was like, right, I'm coming off social media.
Wow.
Mr. Celebrity.
Well, there we go. We got a bonus bit of celebrity stuff at the end of there from Kyle. Thank you very much indeed.
No worries, cheers for having me.
Papers there. Reminders of your diversity.
English, Jamaican and Welsh.
Makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting with the Diversity Paper Review and a Love Island bonus. There's another Love Island bonus for you if you are a fan of whatever it is. Later, as one of the Love Island contestants after last week's raging success, when China played Paul Rossmaster, our quiz about Paul Ross. Today, somebody called Tyne Lexi Clarkson.
Oh, love Tyne.
Right. Is going to have a go at Paul Ross later at the quiz pertaining to his life. It's not that kind of Love Island. Paul Ross's Love Island is very different. It's a traffic one in Maidenhead. So, all of that coming on the programme. We will be talking more about gene splicing as well. We've got the big debate at 3 o'clock. And work experience punditry today. Millie is our work experience. She's going to be reviewing geeky gadgety stuff all on the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Oh no, hang on.
Talk Radio, intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Headline Hijack, of course. Is,
good save there,
smooth.
Guys.
Got it back. Nothing wrong with a bit of station branding there. I think that's absolutely fine. Right, Headline Hijack. That is a made-up news story in the news, which is coming next. Of course, we like you to make that news up and get it broadcast to the nation as actual fact. Cornelius, who was it?
Chloe.
Where's Chloe from?
Carlisle.
Right, Chloe's in Carlisle. She's come up with a news story. It'll be in the news, which is next. It's all right, well, that'll be seamless once this goes out on air. With a quick edit, that'll sound fine. So we'll just do it. We'll just edit it all together. It's fine.
I used to work in a call centre. Every weekend, instead of being with my man, lost in conversation, I was with customers who'd lost their internet connection. But now I drive with Uber, so I only work weekends when I feel like it.
Oh, the football's on this weekend.
Like this weekend.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary?
Oh! To give Chelsea a place!
If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products.
In August, we've got a Myra Relay EV bar shower valve for only £89.99 expat. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
At 2 o'clock, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes, it's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, more jail time for disgraced surgeon. US-Russia relations at an all-time low. And do you fancy fending off aliens?
Talk Radio.
Court of Appeal judges have decided to increase the jail term for a surgeon who subjected patients to needless breast surgery. He'll serve 20 years instead of the original term of 15 for inventing or exaggerating cancer diagnoses and then getting paid for the procedures which are carried out. Here's Lady Justice Hallett.
Theories have been advanced about his motivation, greed, self-aggrandisement, power. However, they do not come close to explaining how a doctor can falsely tell a patient he or she has cancer when they have not.
Police in Australia have charged two men with terror offences as after a plot to down a plane using poisonous gas or a bomb was thwarted last week. Advice is being issued on how best to help an acid attack victim after a rise in cases. Doctors say pouring up to 60 litres of water over the injury could help to minimise any long-term damage. President Trump says America's relationship with Russia is at an all-time low and very dangerous, hours after signing off new sanctions against the country. Last night, Russia's Prime Minister called the new punishments a declaration of a trade war. The former mayor of London, Ken Livingstone, has claimed Venezuela's political turmoil has occurred because they didn't listen to him when he gave them economic advice. Dozens of people have been killed recently in violent protests against the government. Mr. Livingstone has told Talk Radio he was there in 2008.
I advise their Minister of Finance, start massive investment in infrastructure so you can move your economy away from its dependence on oil. And he didn't do that. And when the oil price basically crashed by half, that caused economic problems.
And NASA is offering a six-figure salary for someone to protect the Earth from aliens. The space agency's new planetary protection officer will have to safeguard us from extraterrestrial bacteria. It also involves overseeing all missions that carry living things off our planet.
Thank you very much, Victoria.
It's okay, John.
For bringing us the news there so boldly. Victoria's going to have bonus news for us today. If you are a regular listener, you'll know that the bulletins are only 2 minutes long now. They used to be three, and Victoria gets paid the same.
The right decision,
she thinks. But she makes the time up at 3:30 with bonus news. Animal, vegetable or mineral on consecutive days. If it's happening in any of those spheres, then this Talk Radio is where you will hear about it first. Today we bring you mineral news.
Mineral news.
Now here's Victoria with the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Another day of sunshine and showers with some thundery downpours in northern areas. Windy across England and Wales with highs of 22 degrees.
Thank you very much. And now here's
Jake Robson
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, Jake Robson, his pre-recorded sport hasn't finished being pre-recorded yet. So we've got to wait for him to press stop on the machine, and then he's literally just pre-recording it there. He could come in here and do it live, but because he hasn't quite
finished. Where is he? Get him in.
Get him in. Get Jack. What's he? Yeah, just pre-recording.
He's still pre-recording. I'll go and interrupt the end of it.
Yeah. And now here's Jake with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Jake Robson. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says Alexis Sanchez will stay at the club. The forward's been linked with a move away from the Emirates, with both Manchester City and Paris Saint-Germain interested. Wenger's message is clear, though.
The only thing I can tell you, He is focused. My decision is clear. He will stay and he will respect that. And that's as simple as that.
La Liga have rejected an attempt by lawyers for Barcelona forward Neymar to pay his buyout clause of £198 million. Spanish media say the league's officials believe PSG are violating UEFA's financial fair play rules. And Vladimir Klitschko says he's achieved everything he dreamt of after retiring from boxing at the age of 41. It means the end of a professional career consisting of 64 victories and 5 defeats. It ends any chance of the former world champion taking on Anthony Joshua in a rematch of the heavyweight bout back in April at Wembley, which Joshua won. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, in a weird twist of events, vegan campaigners are calling for meat sausage making to be taught in schools, saying that once children learn how sausages are made, they'll no longer want to eat them. But the People for Meat Eating Republic have argued this will only encourage sausage eating and are therefore encouraging the move.
Thank you very much indeed there, Victoria, with her sausage eating story. Jake, finally and eventually, with the pre-recorded sport. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So, we will be talking gene splicing, gene editing very shortly indeed. Before we do that, though, the important matter, I mean, you think that's life-changing and an important story, but there's one that's ahead of it, that's for sure, and that's that Kanye West is suing an insurance company. Lloyd's of London, the oldest insurance company in the world. He's suing them for £10 million. Ask me why.
Whoa.
Ask why? Why? Well, because, of course, he insured the cancelling of some shows with them, and now they're he cancelled the shows, and now they're refusing to pay. And he says it's all turned nasty and they blame drugs and there's a conspiracy and a thing. And he's angry at Lloyd's of London, isn't he, Kanye? So he's suing them. So today we're bringing you facts about Kanye West that you may not already know. You can get involved with that, 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Cornelius, what have you got?
Kanye West's real last name is, of course, Papadopoulos.
Yes.
In an interview with Zane Lowe on Beats One, he explained that he goes by West because he's a huge fan of the former rock star and Virgin Radio presenter Jamie East.
That's yeah. Right, yeah.
However, the name Kanye East was already taken, so he went for West.
Okay, this is a fact for you here. Kanye has won all the Grammys, Oscars, Tonys, BAFTAs, Brits, and Tamworth Entrepreneur of the Year awards ever.
Wow.
Tamworth Entrepreneur of the Year Award. That's weighing down the West shelf. Cornelius, what else have you got?
Yes, did you know that Kanye's motto in life is nothing is promised except for pancakes?
Thanks very much indeed. And now it's time to talk about, today's big story number two. It seems that scientists working in science have suggested that genetic mutations, we've already been talking about this a little bit today, could soon be edited out of human genes to prevent babies being born with diseases. Now, that is set to star Tom Cruise, and the plot sees an army of genetically advanced disease-immune children bringing the world to its knees as the military are powerless to stop them. Only that second half of that is made up. The genetic mutation editing is a real thing, and it could see an end to inherited diseases. Everything from heart conditions to cystic fibrosis could be gone as the new medical tool cuts away the defective part of the gene, allowing the cells to repair themselves with healthy versions. Vin Diesel is playing the bad guy, bringing up the genes as his own children as they grow up, unleashing them on adults to wipe them out, and all because he, Vin Diesel, is angry because, despite being an adult himself, he looks like a fat baby. It sounds like the stuff of science fiction, but it isn't. Well, the Vin Diesel bit is. But gene editing while still at the experimental stage, is now a reality. So on the line to talk us through that is Professor... it's Professor Simon Fishel. I lost his name there for a moment. He's on the line now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Hello. Right, look, it sounds like, as we've just been talking about the stuff of science fiction, but it's experimental, but it could become a reality.
It could become a reality. There's a lot of work to do yet. It was something that was possibly dreamed of maybe only a decade ago, but the prospects are really here now in the laboratory at the moment, but it could come to the clinic after a lot of work is done in a few years' time regarding particularly safety matters.
Yeah. So how, I mean, you know, to a layman, by which I mean me, how is it done? I mean, we're talking about, from what I've been reading, it is about literally cutting parts of genes out.
It is. And in fact, if you just look at the size of the problem, it's quite amazing. So in the nucleus of a cell, we have about 3 billion letters. Now, these billion letters are the code that tells us who we are and what we do. And what this can actually do is to find a single letter maybe that's wrong and causing disease,
yeah,
and then change that letter. So say, for example, you have an instruction in your DNA that says it's raining outside, take a coat. That's great. You know to take a coat. But if that one letter C is changed and the instruction is it's raining outside, take a goat, that's a disaster.
Well, I mean, you could get under the goat, but I do see your point, yeah.
Or you could if the goat was actually causing a big disease.
or a boat. I mean, that would also be useful if there was a lot of rain. And it could be an ark, which would help the goat.
Yes, but the problem is in the 10,000 human gene, single gene disorders that are known, it causes devastating diseases to have those small changes.
So how do the scientists get in and identify the letters? So these are letters that are genetic, of course, that run through, this is what we're talking about, it's inherited disease, isn't it? And these are letters that follow through generations of humans, and so it's about going back and identifying them.
Well, if you know that it's in your family,
yeah,
then this is what molecular geneticists and what you talk about with genetic counselors, this is what they do. They find out what is the cause of a disease in a family. And if it's what we call a single gene disorder, so one single gene is actually causing the problem, then, and they know the particular, what we call the sort of molecular level and the particular letters or letter that is causing the problem,
yeah,
it's now been identified. The next issue is, what do you do when it's identified? There are really, there are several approaches, some of which patients tragically have terminations of pregnancy. The other approach is to go to an IVF clinic and have the embryo identified, which may carry the disease and one which may not. You select only the one that doesn't carry the disease, and the odds ratio of how many you may get, depending on a particular disease. What this will do is it will take those very early fertilized eggs, or just pre-fertilization, and it will put in a solution. Part of that solution is a guide molecule that takes it right to the very letter that's causing the problem. Mm. And attached to that guide molecule is a pair of what we call molecular scissors that cuts out the bad letter, if you like, the mutation, and puts in the correct one.
Right.
And then the embryo that develops following that process of fertilization is without that disease, and then the children that are born and subsequent generations do not carry it.
I see. And I want to go back to the phrase molecular scissors, which really did leap out there. I mean, in terms of how that actually works, I mean, we're not talking about, or are we talking about a physical cutting tool? Is that, I mean, is that a molecular level? Is that what it is?
Yes, it's not as a pair of scissors. It's a protein. And the protein will digest away something, and then it will help rebuild in the one that's the correct one. So they do this all the time now. This is what's amazing. With cells, they can edit the DNA. They have tools that can modify DNA for lots of reasons. Mm. And this molecule, it's called molecular biology, has been around for several decades. And this high level, very specific target and focus of a particular point in what might be, you know, 1, 2, and 3 billion has really come about in recent years, and now potentially could be used for human health.
Right, and what's the thought? Because a lot of as you'd expect, alarmist articles today are talking about superior designer babies. There are campaigners warning it opens the door to that. I mean, is that something that, while possible, is going to be on the cards? I mean, is that something people will be able to sort of choose, sort of pick and choose on baby terms?
Very important to discuss this, actually. It's not going to be available in the visible future for many reasons. First of all, this concept of trait, you know, we can change our traits, change our IQ, change our personality or whatever.
Yeah.
Traits come about, we don't even understand the genetics that are involved in traits. It's very, very complex. Whereas what we're talking about here is a family who have one single specific genetic defect that we understand, and it causes devastation and possibly even affect the life, let alone the health of a child.
Yeah.
Now, that is a particular medical condition that, because it's a single gene that can be corrected, there are other medical conditions that are not single genes, like diabetes. We do not understand the full molecular process relating to diabetes, so we can't even attack that problem.
Right.
But for the 10,000 that are devastating diseases, that's where this will be targeted.
So what sort of diseases, just give us a rough idea, because I know cystic fibrosis has been mentioned, hasn't it, and certainly heart disease.
There's many degenerative diseases, the neurofibromatosis is another disease, meconium anemia, sickle cell anemia, all of those diseases that are known to have a single gene.
And if eventually then, would those diseases be eradicated? Because if you're taking them out of the human, out of humans, future generations, they won't be there at all.
Well, in that family line, yes. So at Care Fertility, my organisation, we do hundreds of cases of patients coming to us a year who have a genetic disorder. And at the moment, we make embryos for them, and we choose those embryos that are not carrying the disease. And that means that the children that are born will not carry the disease either. But sometimes you have all their embryos affected, and we can't transfer an embryo.
Right.
But in this particular, with this particular technology, you could use this approach to make sure that the embryos that they produce don't have the disease, so that at least they'll have a chance of a child without the disorder, and then their family line from then on, which is what's really wonderful and magical about this science. From that disease might have been in the family for, you know, dozens of generations, hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Now, finally, will be eradicated from that family line.
Okay, and just on that final note of that, as we did touch on it there, but the designer baby thing, I mean, is it possible, and I'm not saying it would happen, though, with techniques like this, that you can determine things like eye colour in an unborn embryo, and height and that kind of thing? Is that possible?
Well, even if it could be determined, and even if the complexity of those traits were understood, it would still be a giant leap forward to be able to do something about that.
Yeah.
Let alone it would be against the law in any event, and it wouldn't be regulated, because it's not. At the moment, we couldn't do any of this because, in the UK, for example, the regulator, it's a criminal offence if you change the DNA. It would have to have specific regulations to allow us to do that. And so it would only ever happen if there were very pressing medical circumstances.
I see. All right. Thanks very much for taking time to talk to us. Fascinating stuff. And I think I understood about 30% of it, which I think is pretty high.
Sorry about that.
Professor Simon Fischel, founder of Care Fertility there, talking about the story today of gene editing, which all the papers are full of. Still to come on the programme, it's Talk Radio that you listen to in the afternoons, of course, and there is Work Experience Punditry on the way. Millie is our Work Experience today, and she is going to be going through some geeky, gadgety stuff. Probably won't understand that either. There's the big debate at 3, and then possibly Dave Mustaine out of off of Megadeth joining us on the programme before we stop at 4. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's a football forecast on your radio broadcast with the two mics on Talk Radio with a Selco predictor. Every Friday night from 1 a.m, get set for a squabble as Mike's Parry and Graham take a spin of the Selco predictor and fret and fight over the weekend's football fixtures.
Well, at least I'm not fat and ugly, and you are.
You are fat and ugly.
The two mics on Talk Radio with the Selco predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at talkradio.com/predictor.
Selco, it's where the train goes.
Man, that Hypnos bed is comfortable. Time to get up? Work to do. Shower? Tick. Shave? Tick. Dressed? Next question. Time for all-you-can-eat brekkie with the fellas. Bacon, sausages and more bacon. Probably even some beans. Today is a big day. Because you are scaffolders. Whatever your story, this is a great place to start. Premier Inn. Premier You.
Breakfast prices and options may vary, exclude certain locations.
When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's Amore. When you've got all the matches without any catches, that's Amore. When you're on the city and the police on TV, that's Amore.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans. And it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill? Van Monster. Van Monster.
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK. From all the leading brands, all with 6 months warranty and AA cover. Like these 2013 Peugeot Partners from under £4,000 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Manchester, there's some slow traffic on the clockwise side of the M60. It's after some flooding earlier on, just after junction 13 for Worsley. In Nottinghamshire, the southbound side of the A1M is still slow going. It's after an overturned vehicle earlier on at junction 34, although all lanes are now back open. The southbound M5 particularly is busy through the roadworks in the Birmingham area between junctions 1 and 2, and there's a lane closed on the Severn Bridge due to the weather conditions. I'm David Moore.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
At 22 minutes past 2 o'clock, good afternoon. Yes, it is Talk Radio that you're listening to. Now, news-wise over the summer, it sort of tails off a bit. That's where everyone's gone quite big on genetic editing today. And the fact that an old man has lifted his hat up on the front of all the newspapers. So that, because it's what they call silly season. It's when papers find themselves full of stories that just aren't really cutting the journalistic mustard, but in a desperate scrabble to fill space, that's what they must do. We've embraced it as well, and we bring you our quiz that we have to play in here, where we get some headlines brought to us by Toby Gillis. Toby Gillis.
Who's he, John?
He is from Talk Sport. He's a sports and newsreader. Newsreader, isn't he?
Yes.
But he's doing us a favour of testing our knowledge of the silly season in Silly Gillis Silly Season.
It's Silly Gillis Silly Season. Yeah.
Great. So, in a series of headlines, we have to work out what the stories are. The stories are all picked out by Silly Gillis. And, it's up to us to figure out the details. So, let's have the first headline, please.
Skim-credible.
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 Skim-credible. Skim-credible. Well, this is obviously a story about it's the genetic mutation story that we were talking about. It's that, but it's started to affect milk. And so some milk, which has been affected by mutant genetics, when it gets angry, it rips its bottle open and goes all green. Skim-credible milk.
Skim-credible.
That's what I think it is.
I think you're right along milk. I reckon someone's drunk a lot of milk, like maybe broken the world record for the amount of milk drunk.
Right, directly from the teats of...
No, why...
A cow?
No, why do you always imagine that's how milk is drunk?
Well, it is out, isn't it?
You can buy it in
no
a
wonder,
bottle.
No wonder I'm not allowed on farmland anymore.
No.
Shall we find out what the story is? Yeah, let's find out.
Sporty Ben Hopper, 16, skimmed a stone 86 and a half metres, smashing the old British youth record of 66 metres at Walcott Hall in Shropshire.
As were better, actually.
Yeah. Why has he done it at a hall? Surely a lake would have been more fitting.
A lake of milk.
That would be skim-credible.
Yeah, there's a story. Let's have headline number two.
Can't catch ketchup.
Because a genetic mutation...
It's not a genetic, surely.
Means that some condiment has grown a pair of human legs. Scientists have been experimenting with ketchup, and they've managed for the first time ever to graft some human legs onto a bottle of Heinz tomato ketchup, and it's run away. And they can't catch ketchup.
No.
That's what I think it is.
I reckon there was some sort of stupid experiment to find out which condiment was the easiest to catch.
What, like a disease?
No. You got it was dropped on people. Or maybe it's a new game show. A new game show where people have to... It's like the Crystal Maze, the last round of it, when you're in the dome, and you have to pick up as many gold. With this one, you're in a dome full of ketchup.
Yeah.
Or, no, different condiments each round.
All mixed up?
No, each round. It's a lot of cleaning, this show.
Yeah.
And you have to catch as much condiments as you can. And obviously, like, stuff like gravy's probably a bit easier because it's thicker.
Yeah, good. Ketchup's got a consistency to it.
Yeah.
It's got a heft.
But for some reason, you can't catch ketchup.
Who's hosting it?
I'm going to go Dale Winton.
Okay. Let's find out if that's the actual story.
Tomato ketchup is still Britain's favourite condiment, with 76% refusing to eat meals without it, according to the Co-op.
See, not a story, is it? A silly season. What's that? News? No, I don't think so. And that's the point of silly season. Anyway, you were wrong. I was closest. Next one, please.
White Van Moon.
White Van Moon. Easy. A builder's shown his arse.
Yeah, I was thinking.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
It's a story.
A man, it's going to be a bum, isn't it?
A builder has...
Bum.
A builder has shown a builder's bum to the
moon. A man was seen driving along the A30 near Exeter
with
four cows standing in the back of his small white van.
Was he drinking milk directly from their udders? That would be skim credible. If a cow had been genetically mutated to just provide skimmed milk.
Yes.
Right, and then he was driving along in his van, but still able to suckle the milk from the teats of the four cows
with his bum out.
That would be skim credible.
Skim credible.
Yeah, it would.
Next story, please.
Miss Tiggy Winkle.
What?
Well, Tiggy Winkle is a Beatrix.
Miss Tiggy Winkle.
Yeah, it's a Beatrix Potter character, isn't it?
What? Well, I don't know.
Is it a hedgehog? Mrs. Tiggy Winkle, I think, is a hedgehog.
Okay.
From Beatrix Potter. So
it's just the name of the character, Miss Tiggy Winkle.
Well, but I know, because of a genetic mutation...
No, stop saying genetic mutation.
A hedgehog... Experiments have been done. Scientists have spliced the genetic makeup of a hedgehog with that of a winkle. And so the hedgehog... So winkles now have spikes there.
Could it be a Willy story? A winkle Willy?
Scientists have genetically grafted a Willy, a human Willy, onto a hedgehog. Is that your idea?
I don't know.
Okay, let's find out.
One in seven Brits has never seen a hedgehog and hasn't visited the countryside in 2 years, according to a farming survey.
I mean, that's not news either. Silly season.
Who's carrying out that farming going up to people and just go, excuse me, hi, can I just stop you for a couple of questions? First of all, have you visited the countryside in the last 2 years? Okay. Fine, good, and then... Have you ever seen a hedgehog?
And also, they've just put the title over the name of a hedgehog.
Yes.
Miss Tiggy Winkle. I suppose there's...
Okay, is it people miss the Tiggy Winkle? Terrible. Next one.
Treasure Isle Land.
Treasure that I'll land. So I will land some treasure. What? No. Oh, I know.
Supermarket.
Isle. Yeah, I know what it is. It's about the rise of metal detectorists in supermarkets, isn't it? Because you can't go into one now without seeing those metal detector people going up and down the aisles, trying to find buried hoards.
Clipping everyone's ankles.
Yeah, buried hoards of treasure beneath the aisle.
Well, obviously, the shopping trolleys just keep setting it off.
Yeah, the milk aisle is where they go as well. That would be skim-credible.
Oh,
if they found some treasure under the milk.
You mean the aisle with all the cows?
Yeah.
Where people go and...
Help yourself, don't you?
Yeah.
In those artisan supermarkets you have. It's probably that story. What do you think? It is.
I think it's definitely supermarket.
Yeah,
it's something. Underneath a supermarket that's being rebuilt or built.
Yeah,
they found something.
Right, let's find out.
Armed cops hunting a swordsman at a mini mart found a reveller in pirate fancy dress in Rotherham.
It's not news. It might be in Rotherham, but anywhere else, not really, is it? That silly season. Final story.
Brat race.
Brat race.
Brat race.
Is it at the horses? Maybe some of the horses are misbehaving, not running, refusing to run.
Maybe a new Olympic sport for difficult children. So, you know, like problem children, okay? They need guidance and strong, stable hand, right? Mm. So to enter them in their own Olympic sport for annoying children... and perhaps that's because there's the problem today in the news about kids from poorer backgrounds not being being behind in education for various social contributions. So it's a spin-off of that. It's where annoying kids who won't behave have been given their own race to do in the next Olympics. That's the story.
I think you're close. I think it's a sports day.
Yeah,
a Young Offenders Institute.
Let's find out.
Brit kids are the most impatient in Europe, asking, are we there yet? 37 minutes into a road trip, according to a new poll.
Polls and surveys and questions about hedgehogs. It's silly season. I think we did all right there.
Yeah,
got most of them. Silly Gillies, silly season.
That was Silly Gillies, silly season. Yeah.
Coming in the next bit of the programme, you will find work experience punditry. Millie is with us. She's going to be going through some geeky, gadgety stuff. We're also hoping to get the frontman of Megadeth on the phone later. We'll give that a shot. Second time lucky, you never know. It might work. And don't forget today's game of Paul Rossmaster, the quiz pertaining to the life and work of the Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter himself. Today, playing that quiz, someone off Love Island. That's right. And at just after 2:30, Victoria's here with the news.
Talk Radio.
The Court of Appeal has decided to increase the jail term for a surgeon who subjected patients to needless breast surgery. Ian Patterson will serve 20 years instead of the 15 he originally got. The 59-year-old from Altrincham invented or exaggerated cancer diagnosis and then got paid for the procedures carried out. Lady Justice Hallett was one of the three judges that decided his first term was unduly lenient.
How any doctor, let alone one who had earned an enviable reputation in the medical profession, could have engaged in this level of offending, one will never know.
Four members of a gang who wanted to carry out a Lee Rigby-style attack on the streets of Britain have been jailed for life. Some of them, who called themselves the Musketeers, were already convicted terrorists who met in jail.
A drug that protects the body against HIV by taking it daily is going to be partially offered on the NHS in England from next month. PrEP is being given to 10,000 people in a three-year trial costing £10 million. The UK's growth forecast has been cut slightly for this year and next. The Bank of England says growth is sluggish because the cost of living's rising after the EU referendum. And we've had a bit of a tease of what Channel 4's Great British Bake Off will be like. A trailer has been released promoting the new look show, and with surreal singing cakes, it looks like new presenter Noel Fielding's had a bit of influence. He's hosting the show with Sandy Toksvig, with judges Prue Leith and Paul Hollywood completing the lineup. The weather, another day of sunshine and showers, some thundery downpours in the north, windy across England and Wales with highs of 22 degrees. There's more in 26 minutes.
I haven't seen this trail yet.
It was literally tweeted from the Bake Off account 2 hours ago.
Right.
It's worth watching. I mean, I don't think it really shows what the programme's going to be like, because it's literally just loads of singing cakes and profiteroles and croissants.
What are they singing?
We all bake together, something like that.
Right, like the frog song.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I found a frog.
I know you did. Mm. What did you do with it?
Well, I wasn't sure of the protocol. So I, this is, yes, last night, and I went to lock up, actually, and I opened the back door, just because it was raining quite a lot. And then I thought, what's that there? I thought, that looks like a massive frog in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So I went a bit closer and then used my torch phone thing. And it was indeed a massive frog. But they can't move very quick, a frog, so I was able to catch it. But then I didn't really know what to do with it.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do. I probably wouldn't have picked it up if I were you.
No, well, I popped it in the freezer because I think it'll be delicious.
I mean, you shouldn't eat frogs. Lots frogs of them are poisonous.
Legs. Frog's legs.
Okay.
It's perfectly acceptable.
Are you watching the Bake Off trailer?
Yeah, you said... Well, I'd already heard John's frog story.
And so you zoned out.
The video was worth watching.
Yeah, it is. It is surreal, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to have to have a look at it now. Knowing that this makes great radio... Oh, right, OK. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, cakes.
It's a minute long as well.
It's almost the length of your news.
No, my news is double that.
Bonus news on the way in an hour's time. Today we bring you mineral news. Have you started any mineral
news?
I have started to search, but I've not come across anything I want to run yet.
Okay, I'll find out what makes it into the mineral headlines in around an hour's time. Millie's with us next for Work Experience Punditry.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now then, regular listeners know how very well we treat our work experience is. In a lot of offices up and down the land, of course, work experience treated pretty badly, aren't they? They just have to do the tea and the photocopying and all the photocopying the tea and all that kind of stuff. Not us. No. We invite our work experiences into the studio to give them real world work experience. In a moment, we're going to meet Millie, who's been making her debut. But before that, the small matter of what's been happening in the news. We've talked a lot about genetic splicing today. There was a story as well where some scientists have grafted some human legs onto some ketchup bottles. We talked about that. Genetically modifying babies before they're born is illegal, by the way, as we talked to the Professor Fischel earlier about that in the US and the UK. But that's all over the papers, as is, of course, an old man lifting a hat up. The Duke of Edinburgh has retired from public life. But it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't you worry about it. Don't you worry at all. Because here we are to help, like a sort of... It's like panorama meets short-form oriental verse, as we present the news explained in haikus.
Evans sheds Harper,
mil listeners. Wish we had that many to lose.
The news in haiku. Is our work experience, as I previously indicated. She's joined us in the studio. Hi, Millie.
Good afternoon, John. Good afternoon, Con.
Oh. Good afternoon.
very polite. So before we get on to the review, you know, we need to know a little bit about you, of course. Say this is your debut appearance on this programme. Why are you doing work experience here, Millie? Why?
Because I love talk radio.
Aww.
No, I actually do, to be honest. This is actually one of the only radio stations that I actually listen to.
Right. It's only a year old. What did you listen to before?
Well, I've never really been a huge radio fan, right, which is ironic, considering I do want to go into radio. But I started listening to this a few months ago when I was at uni, yeah. So I was just sort of listening to it when I'd get ready, and I'm quite more into speech radio rather than music.
Yeah. When you get ready for, like, a night out?
No, actually, when I'm getting ready to go to lectures and seminars.
I thought you meant, like, a bit before a big night ahead clubbing, you'd be, you know, really getting it on with Galloway.
Yeah. Galloway
George
does...
Galloway really
does,
pumping you up.
It does, doesn't he? Gets you in the mood for...
going out for a big Friday night out.
Mm. No, I'm too boring for that. I just listen to talk radio instead.
So, did you listen to this? This show?
Well, I didn't actually ever know who I was listening to. I did start listening to you a few weeks ago, actually.
Right.
The radio say that as well. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. No, but before that, I didn't know who I was listening to. I would just put it on and it'd be luck of the draw.
Yeah, well, fair enough. Well, look, you're on it now, and you're going to be reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff. Now, you know that we've told you that getting you in here to do this feature is sort of our way, really, of helping you get a leg up into the industry and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
That's a lie. What it is that you're free. And that's why you're here.
Well, you say that, but I have been writing down my expenses for the week.
Right.
And I will be sending over an invoice.
And you'll be getting nothing back.
Yeah,
good luck with that. We'll take traffic and travel, and then we'll be back with a roundup of geeky, gadgety stuff on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
I used to be a labourer. Yeah, I'd be on site by 7 every morning, which meant getting up at the break of dawn instead of staying in bed, cuddling my wife, Dawn. But now I drive with Uber, and I start when I want.
Are you ever going to get up?
Or when Dawn wants me to.
Work or not, at the touch of a button. Find out more at uber.com/driveuk. Uber, where to?
Score the biggest deal of the Premier League and save an unbeatable £900 versus Sky over 18 months with Britain's lowest price Sky Sports bundle from TalkTalk. For just £28.45 a month, get award-winning TV, all 8 Sky Sports channels and unlimited broadband including line rental. But hurry, the big summer save ends 17th of August. Search TalkTalk TV now. TalkTalk. For everyone. Based on slower broadband speeds than BT and Virgin. Competitor contracts for 12 months. Sky has more channels. Contract and conditions apply.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
At
TradePoint, we've got trade-exclusive pricing on all kitchens. Like the Sanford Textured Oak Effect Slab Kitchen, starting from just £572. Plus, we've got up to 12 kitchens stocked in-store, ready to take away today. Price based on an 8-unit example. Excludes VAT 20%. Trade only.
TradePoint. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Lancashire, the northbound M6 has some slow traffic still following an accident earlier on, although all lanes are now back open at junction 28 for Leyland. Congestion goes back to junction 27, though. The M5 struggles through roadworks in the West Midlands in both directions between junctions 1 and 2, Oldbury to West Bromwich. In Leicester, the A6 London Road remains closed due to an accident. We've got a lane closure on the M48, the Severn Bridge, due to the weather conditions, which is also closed to lorries. I'm David Moore.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, just before we talk to Millie about geeky, gadgety stuff in work experience punditry, it's worth bringing you up to date on a political story. As you know, politics moves very quickly around the world now, not just here. Of course, you're hearing about what's going on in Venezuela and so on and so forth. Every day it seems to bring another Trump mishap. But we like to keep you up to date. It's part of our role. So Jake's here from the pre-recorded sport. He's here live. Hello, Jake.
Hello.
And he's going to bring us up to date on just exactly who is the Prime Minister. This is at time of broadcasting. This is now. Who is Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland?
Theresa May.
Thanks very much, Jake. If that changes, you will let us know, of course.
I'll be straight in.
Thank you. Right, let's talk to Millie now. Geeky stuff. That's what we're talking about. We bring you film reviews, we bring you music, of course, we bring you television, we bring you hipster nonsense. On a Thursday, it's tech. Geeky, gadgety crap that none of us need. Millie's been rounding it up. What do you got?
Well, the first thing that I was looking into, which I love, I'm really into this stuff, I find it really interesting, is regarding virtual reality. So what's just come out this week is the virtual reality slide. So it's essentially a specifically designed ride that's meant to make you feel like you're hurtling down a slide at 100 miles per hour. But what's even better is that it's not just any slide that you'd find in a playground. It's a slide that simulates the Shard. So what it does is it basically turns the tallest building in the UK into a helter-skelter.
That's incredible.
I know. It's so exciting.
I want to go on this.
Well, you can. It's if you go to the top of the Shard, it's sort of on the sky deck, and the ride's there.
So you basically, I think I've seen a picture. They sit you in a special seat, obviously put all the virtual reality headsets on and all that kind of stuff, and I think they even squirt wind at you or something.
Yeah, quite possibly.
And then the idea is, so you're outside the Shard, going round and down from the outside.
Yeah, so what they've done is they've created the scenery that you would see of London if you were to actually be sliding down it. So it's fully immersive, and if you've seen the videos of people doing it, they're screaming and they're, you know, it's as if they really were riding it, so it's fantastic. Yeah.
That, well, I stand corrected in what I said, things we don't need. We do need that.
We do!
Have you virtual reality'd on other things? Have you done it?
No, I haven't, but I so want to.
Right.
I love virtual reality, and that's like
you can buy,
my bucket
you can
list.
Buy this stuff for your... I think it's expensive, but you can get it for your in your house now, can't you? But
well, no,
high-end...
you can do it quite... Yeah, but you can do it on the cheap with your phone.
You can.
But that's not going to be the same. How does that work?
Yeah, but then you... They, like, I remember I was at Waterloo Station once, and there was this thing for Wimbledon, like just this thing that you could go and do. And then at the end, they gave you this box with lenses in, and then you slide your phone into it.
Yes, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah,
but
so there
not,
you go.
But that's not going to be full surround vision.
Well, no, but I don't know. We did it last week, and I thought it was rubbish.
Yeah, well, that one we did last week was, you know, wasn't that interesting. We went to this haunted house virtual reality thing to promote a new film, and they sort of had you in a haunted room and so forth. But there are... I've done quite a few, because I like them. But the best one was I climbed Everest with
you
one
did
on.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they genuinely mapped Everest out, obviously, it's photorealism, and you can climb Everest, but without all the awkward dying stuff.
And did you really feel like you were actually climbing it? Did it really feel immersive?
You even crawl in a tent at one point that, of course, is just you on the floor of a room.
Oh, wow.
But as far as you're concerned, you're in a tent. But it was... And I got to stand on the summit of Everest, which is, of course, something I'll probably never ever do. But it's like doing it. It's but I say without all the, you know, awkward, cumbersome gear.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
No, it is. I mean,
sorry.
No, I mean like climbing equipment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not that. I'm with you. I want to go on this.
Yeah. Well, what I was actually going to
phone them up. Phone them up, Millie. Right. Tell them we've reviewed their slide.
Okay.
On the radio, and let's all go and have a go on it.
For free?
Yeah, because we've reviewed
advertised it.
Yeah, exactly. So that's... Yeah,
I'm emailing them.
Good. Right, next.
Well, what I was actually going to move on to is sort of connected to this, and it's actually just come out that that they are saying now that virtual reality has unlimited potential. And now something that I've been really interested in, and something that I don't think a lot of people know about, but it is upcoming, and that is... the fact that they're going to have a Matrix-style virtual reality, which is set to come out in only about 10 or so years. So
right.
what they're going to do is basically have it so you're not going to be able to tell the difference between the real world and the virtual world. And it's almost going to be like a lucid dream. Have you ever had a lucid dream?
A lucid dream?
A lucid dream.
Well,
what is it?
I think I probably have.
Well, a lucid dream is basically where you become conscious in your sleep and then you're able to completely control the dream world, like in Inception.
Oh, I haven't had one of those.
Oh, well, you can do like anything you want. So the virtual world is what's going to happen is you're literally just going to be in a world that's similar to your own and you can do whatever you want. You can create things, you can...
I mean, that's fraught with all manner of illegality, isn't it? That's you know, if that's what you can do. Because technically you won't really be doing it.
Exactly.
But that's...
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah. That could be very dodgy.
So, yeah, it could
be. If not policed correctly.
So we have got that coming up at some point in the future, so keep your eye out for that.
Mm.
The next thing is artificial intelligence. Now,
Sorry, just before we get on, can you email Lucid Dream PR? Because I'd like one of those.
Sure.
I'd like a Lucid... Lucid Dream sounds great to
get
me.
A lucid
well, you can
dream
do it for free.
I want a free Lucid...
It's all about you. You can make it happen.
Yeah, but I want a Lucid Dream.
How much cheese do you have to eat before going to
have
bed?
You had a Lucid Dream?
Yeah, I used to do it. I used to sort of practice doing it.
How
some
did
people,
you do that?
Well, it's sort of... I think you sort of have... There's different ways. You can induce them through certain... things that you do, you can possibly look that up. There's different ways you can go to sleep and then you wake up at certain times and that helps make your brain go funny.
Right.
You can also... What I did is if I was just thinking about it more during the day, I would be more likely to have one. One thing you can do is... it's called... I can't remember what it's called, but basically, during the day, you have to check whether you think you're dreaming or not. So you can do things like if you look at a clock... And you see the time, because in a dream, apparently the time is never correct. So if you were to look at a clock and then look again a second later and it's still the same time, you're probably not dreaming. So if you do that,
right,
you basically learn when you're dreaming and when you're not, then you're more likely
to do it. Could you be dreaming this now? This might not be happening.
Yeah,
you might think you're reviewing geeky, gadgety crap on the radio, but in actual fact, this could be your lucid dream.
Well, I better look at a clock then.
Yeah, there's one.
There's one on the
2:53.
Yeah.
Look away, look back. It's still 2:53, therefore I'm probably not in a dream. And there we have it.
Good advice.
It's as easy as that.
Right, on to the next one that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, so artificial intelligence. Now, this is something that's been in the news for the past day or two. It's really quite frightening, actually, and I personally don't know what to make of it yet. But Facebook has just had to abandon an experiment where they were using two chatbots and they were trying to get them to interact with one another. Which sounds innocent enough.
Yeah.
But the two said chatbots actually started talking to each other in a language that only they knew and only they could understand. So the researchers got a bit freaked out by this, and so they pulled the plug, both literally and metaphorically. But although at first glance that seems a bit scary, because
that... I mean, that sounds terrifying.
It does. So it sounds like something from iRobot.
Yeah.
And that was what they were scared of. They, you know, they told them to do something. They started talking to each other and the researchers couldn't understand it. So they're like, oh, shut them down. Stop the experiment. However, I do think there is a bit of a catch and there's something that people seem to be overlooking because... I read that it said the robots had been instructed to work out how to negotiate between themselves, but they were told not to use comprehensive English, which allowed them to create their own shorthand. Now, if that's true, surely they were essentially just following orders, because if they weren't told to speak English, then they're probably just going to speak their native language, which is just bot language.
Yeah.
So,
But there was no sign of them going rogue. I mean, they hadn't sort of said, oh, can you set the robots up to talk to each other about whatever? And then they started discussing the annihilation of the human race. I mean, that didn't necessarily happen.
No, they just... I guess they just started talking in sort of robot kind of language and they got freaked out and it's sort of blown up now and everyone's scared of robots. But I think it's all a bit of a...
No, you don't need to be scared of robots because again, even in the future, if this does happen in the future, and let's say we all end up living in this Matrix lucid dream world where robots are our masters, all you do have to do is unplug them.
Yeah.
They did that. I mean, it's not like the news isn't, and they started talking in a language, and now we're under attack from our domestic appliances, because now our kettles are talking to toasters and plotting against us. But just unplug them.
Exactly.
Unplug the robot. That's what they did. Crisis over.
Though I guess the worry is they'll get so intelligent that they don't, or they'll attack you if you try and go anywhere near them.
Don't give them wheels or legs or arms. Then it can't.
That is the answer.
There you go.
I guess, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is the
answer. Glad we've solved that.
Really. Yeah.
We've got one more very quick thing.
So the next thing that's been talked about this week is the iPhone 8. And every day this week, I think they've been revealing a new feature. Mm. So if you're into phones and you're into taking pictures, this will probably be quite interesting for you. So they have said that they're likely to bring out a smart cam, which will be used to intelligently capture the best photos when shooting specific things like fireworks and sunsets. So basically what I'm gathering from it is that it's essentially going to allow for more professional-looking photos.
That takes some of the skill out of it, doesn't it?
It does. And it's also surely only going to add to the speed in which actual cameras become obsolete.
Yeah.
Which just seems a shame, doesn't it?
I quite like photography, and I think the phone's useful for quick snapping of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but I'd rather spend time composing it myself. You know, and you just sort of go, oh.
Exactly.
If he's doing it all for you, it's taking some of the, well, the skill out of it. Sure.
Exactly. So, you know, we don't need it, but that's what they're looking into. They're also, they said you're going to be able to unlock your phone through facial recognition.
You can already do that.
Yeah,
For years. I remember my brother showing me that years ago. Years and
what
years.
What phone's that?
It wasn't an iPhone. It was like one of the other ones.
Yeah.
And you could just look at it and it would go, yeah, that's you. And then we tried it with my face and wouldn't let me in.
My God, I'm not surprised. Your face basically gets you thrown out of most places. to be fair. And you couldn't do a retina scan either because your eyes look in completely different directions. Don't you think, really?
You know what? Last time I did try and enter the country, you know, through one of those passport machines.
With the eye thing.
Yeah, it denied me and I had to go and see a person.
There you go.
I got denied as well, to be fair.
Well, there we go. Lots of people were getting denied, John. It could be for a number of reasons.
Yes, but yours is because you look like Sid the Sloth from Ice Age.
I can't comment because I can't remember what he looks like.
Not like me.
He looks like Sid the Sloth from the Ice Age DVD.
An actual sloth animal.
He looks like that. He's got the face.
Such a brilliant comparison.
Thank you, Millie. You can come back. There we go. That's Millie doing work experience punditry. Thank you, Millie.
Thank you.
Thank you. Right, in the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you the big debate after 3 o'clock. Of course, we may well be talking as well to the frontman of Megadeth. If we can make that happen. And somebody from Love Island, I don't know. We'll be on playing today's Paul Rossmaster quiz. It's all before four on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show that's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses, driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, weeknights from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
Undo the ties, unleash your ambitions, untame your adventure, and make new decisions. Unmap your life with the award-winning Jeep Renegade. With legendary Jeep capability, 5-star safety rating, and touchscreen technology. And save an extra £2,000 in addition to existing offers when you test drive by the 30th of September. Unmap, unwind, and be Renegade. Visit jeep.co.uk to claim your £2,000 test drive voucher.
Orders by 30th of September. Retail customers only. Participating dealers only. Savings against list price. T's and C's apply. Visit jeep.co.uk.
There's no need to scream and shout. If there's a U-bend that needs straightening out,
there's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark.
There's a local hero for that. Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
New Sky Sports is here. So now all our Sky TV customers can get our brand new channel dedicated to the Premier League for £18 a month. With 126 live games and a new weeknight debate show. Exciting, eh, Gary? Oh! If you don't have Sky TV, bundles start from £22 a month. Search New Sky Sports today to get our new Premier League channel.
Unbelievable!
Cancellation requires 31 days notice. New Sky TV customers, £20 setup fee, 18-month contract.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
At 3, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria. She's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, monster surgeon sentence increased, acid attack advice, and Bieber reveals all after cancelled tour.
Talk Radio.
Rogue breast surgeon Ian Patterson's jail time is being increased by 5 years. The disgraced doctor's prison sentence for carrying out needless operations has gone up from 15 to 20 years. Sarah Mitchell is one of his victims.
He was charming. He was personable. He made you feel that he cared about you. And there were recommendations from left, right and centre as to him and his team.
Four members of a terror gang who dubbed themselves the Musketeers have been sentenced to life in prison. The men had planned a knife and bomb attack with British police or the military as their target, but were caught out by MI5 last year. Two men have been charged by Australian authorities investigating an alleged plot to blow up a plane. The pair are among four arrested at the weekend during raids in Sydney. Emergency doctors are giving advice on how to help acid attack victims after a rise in the number of being carried out. Experts writing the British Medical Journal say a huge amount of water, at least 20 litres, is the best treatment. The former mayor of London, Ken Livingstone, has told Talk Radio Venezuela is in crisis because it failed to kill the oligarchs that wield the true power there. The country's president's been accused of rigging a vote that gives his party nearly unlimited powers. But Mr. Livingstone has suggested Nicolas Maduro is a puppet who's suffering because his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, didn't use the sword.
One of the things that Chavez did when he came to power, he didn't kill all the oligarchs. There was about 200 families that controlled about 80% of the wealth in Venezuela. He allowed them to live, to carry on. And I suspect a lot of them are using their power and their control over imports and exports of medicines and food to make it difficult.
And Justin Bieber says he's taking a break from music so he can become the man, the future father and husband that he wants to be. In a note to fans on Instagram, he explains that he wants his career, mind, heart and soul to be sustainable. The singer recently announced he was cancelling the 14 remaining dates of his Purpose World Tour.
Thanks, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
Thank you very much indeed for that news that you did there.
Yes.
Good. Is the weather, is there?
Yes.
I thought there would be.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Why is Justin Bieber... what was his thing?
Oh, my God.
I was just reading a...
Yeah, why don't you just listen? Well, and then it will stop to, this
have,
on air.
I have to work in the gaps.
Why do you work in the adverts or the sport?
I do.
Yeah, that's questionable. What do you want to know?
Bieber.
What about him?
What did he reveal?
Do I have to say this again?
No.
Okay, I won't. The weather, another day of sunshine and showers with some thundery downpours in the north. Windy across England and Wales with highs of 22 degrees.
You can just pass it over. I'll read it for myself later.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
It goes across two pages. There you go.
Thanks very much. I'll just read that in my own time. Victoria's here at 3:30, and she will have today's bonus news. The bulletins are short. The bonus news is there to fill the gap left by the shorter bulletins because Victoria gets paid the same.
Which is fair and right.
Mineral news?
Yes.
Mineral news.
Have you found any yet?
I have got a great fact for you.
Have you?
But I can't tell you now because that would ruin it.
Okay, that's coming. Victoria's got a great fact, everybody.
At least I think it's great.
All right, well, let history be the judge. And now here's Jake with the... Or let the future be the judge, actually. Now here's... Not Jake, who is it?
Yes, it's
it is Jake.
Jake, yeah.
Jake with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Jake Robson. Arsene Wenger says forward Alexis Sanchez will be an Arsenal player when the transfer window shuts. Wenger says it's the manager's decision and the Chilean will respect that. La Liga's rejected a £198 million deposit from PSG lawyers who are intending to trigger Neymar's release clause from Barcelona. It comes after Spanish football's governing body have deemed it impossible that the deal doesn't violate UEFA financial fair play regulations. And Vladimir Klitschko's manager says the former heavyweight champion of the world wanted to go out at the top of the sport. The 41-year-old announced his retirement with a professional record of 64 victories and 5 defeats, the most recent to current IBF champion Anthony Joshua. Klitschko had been considering a lucrative rematch with Joshua in Las Vegas. The British fighter's promoter Eddie Hearn says he doesn't begrudge Dr. Steelhammer's decision.
As a fan, as much as I wanted to see the rematch, I think it's an honourable decision. He goes out on the greatest night in British boxing history and a night where he put his heart on his sleeve. He went to war. He got probably more respect than he's ever got in his whole career for that performance.
That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Thanks very much, Jake. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Good debate next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the big debate now. So, Jeremy and Nicholas Upper Tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Jeremy is Jeremy Corbyn, of course. Nicholas, President Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela. And it's fair to say that Jeremy has been a fairly vocal supporter of Venezuela in the past. He was close to President Maduro's predecessor, Hugo Chavez, and indeed has, He's been very complimentary about the current regime in the past, but now that Maduro has gone all murdery and dictatory, it looks like it could all come back to bite Jeremy Corbyn in the arse. Which direction will Jeremy go in? That's the question everyone's asking, of course. It's not the question Greg in Devizes is asking, though. He's called into Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Greg.
Hello, David.
Good. So it's nice to have you on the line. You heard me say the word direction there. You've called in because you want... Are you calling for an end to all directions?
Yes, that's right, David. No man worth his salt has ever needed directions.
Right.
Have you ever asked for directions?
Have I ever been asked for directions?
Have you ever asked? It's a simple question, David. Have you ever asked for directions?
John. I don't think so because I'm a man.
Right, because you're a man,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How did we win the Second World War, John, David, whatever?
Right.
We did it by painting out the signs. We had no directions.
Yeah. Well, there was
We refused to give in. Well, right? Compass points. Waste of time.
Okay.
Right, if we've got to have compass points, then let's have up, down, left, and right, and be sensible.
But they're directions, though, aren't they? Up, down, and left, and right.
If you've got to happen, then we should be talking about the Wild Wild Left, the Hitchcock film, up, right, up, left. But really, we don't need any of them.
Kanye left?
Right Anglia. Other directions, John.
Tim Leftwood.
Tim left, very good.
Fred left. Maria's on the other line. Maria.
What? No.
I wanted to bring... Stay with me. Stay there, Greg. Stay.
Oh, my God.
Maria's on the other line. Good afternoon, Maria.
Hello.
Thank you very much for calling in. Hello, Maria. You're listening to Greg there. First of all, he wants to get rid of directions. Then he just wants to replace the names of directions with the directions. He's all over the... Ironically, he's all over the place, isn't he, Maria?
Well, it's just madness. I mean, without directions, the world would just be a load of people roaming around without any direction.
Yeah. Would it help if they all just stood still? Would that help things?
Well, there is that. But, I mean, if you didn't have directions, the song Go West by the Pet Shop Boys would... in itself be stay still.
Come on, David, we're already the laughing stock of Europe.
Right, yeah, okay, but...
Stay still where the skies are blue.
Left.
Stay still.
Pot noodles, please, David.
Hold on a minute. Why are you? You know, you just mentioned you brought Europe into it there, right? Did you vote for Direxit the referendum to get rid of direction?
So of course I did, David.
Yeah, John. What do you make of that? Because everyone says we were lied to about that, about needing direction, and then people say, "Oh, you don't need direction," and then we give all the money we spend on signs to the NHS. It never happened, did it?
This is a transitional time. If you look around, it's all still there, isn't it? Once we're finally free of the shackles of directions,
yeah,
we're no longer the laughing. It's just a load of rubbish, isn't it?
Just our own laughing.
All right, just don't talk over each other because you know we want to hear both points of view. Not much of Greg's, but Maria, the north, south, east, and west. Maria, we're used to that, aren't we? Never eat shredded wheat, they say.
Precisely, I never do.
Yeah, well, that was my question. Do you eat shredded wheat?
Never. I'm more of a honey cornflakes kind of woman.
Right.
Or other brands are available.
And Greg, what kind of woman are you?
I'm a very angry woman.
Right.
Sounds it.
I am very, very angry about this.
Well,
I am so angry, I'm whispering.
Yeah. I mean, do you...
People like you who voted for...
directs it.
Yes. Well, you've deprived the rest of us for our opportunities to practice our French, because the only thing any of us can remember from our school lessons is Où est la bibliothèque? And so, frankly, how are we going
to
practice?
Do you eat baguette, Maria?
How?
Do you eat baguette?
Of course.
Well, then, you've got no place in this argument. Can I talk about pot noodles, please?
What's pot noodles got to do with the argument, Greg?
Because on the side of it says directions. Remove sachet 400 mils of pot. No. Tip it all into your mouth and then put your head under the hot tap.
Right, that's the way you eat.
Chew it all up in your mouth. Do you know what my favourite band is, John?
Is it One Direction?
No, it's Beautiful South, which is quite ironic, really, considering my feelings.
Yeah, it is a bit. Yeah, you've got a problem there. Do you eat shredded wheat, Greg? How would you eat that? Do you follow the directions?
I sometimes, it's
the one that looks like a Brillo pad, the harsh.
No, I do eat Brillo pads because they're British.
Yeah. What are you going to do with compasses then? Because if you follow this argument through, Greg, and you get rid of direction, compasses are going to be made redundant. We're going to have unemployed compasses.
I'll tell you right now. Speedos for hamsters.
Right. Speedos for what, like little tiny swimming trunks? How are you going to turn a compass into
for hamsters, John, David, Greg.
Maria?
You can't get a pair of trunks on a hamster. You're an idiot.
I am so angry with you. Where's your studio?
How are you going to pay for this, Greg? It's all very well having these ideas, isn't it? How are you going to pay for it? Eh?
Well, revenue.
Yeah, all right. Maria.
Not oil companies.
Maria.
People drive around more.
Stop talking a minute, Greg. Maria, the government have said, and this is, I've got the latest figures here, 40,000 more directions by 2018, which I'm guessing you're in favour of that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I mean, without directions, what will the Amdram productions do? I was in a production of Waiting for Godot, and the director directed me to play Vladimir as a lobster.
Right.
Brought the house down.
Yeah. So, okay.
Did you exit stage... What?
Sorry, Greg.
West. Stage West.
Stage West. Yeah.
I mean, young people, they say young people are directionless already, Greg, don't they? They've said that's a thing you hear. You're right there.
That's all your heads.
That's the sound the hamster makes if you try and put Speedos on them.
You can't put Speedos on a hamster, Greg. How many times have I got to tell you? You can't do it. You've got a hamster's junk should be able to swing free, Greg.
I'm controlling my anger,
preach,
David.
John, preach.
Yeah.
And when the time is right, you're going to feel it.
How many directions? Simple question, yes or no? How many directions?
No.
Yes. Hamsters.
What about if you cut the head off a chicken? If you cut the head off a chicken, right, famously, it runs around, doesn't it? In all directions. All directions, Greg.
Yeah.
Where is a headless chicken going to run if you take directions out of the equation? Where's it going?
Up is not really a real direction.
Up is a direction, isn't it? It's the direction.
It's not a real one. No, it's not a real one.
It is, because down is a direction and up is a direction. It's going... You haven't answered the question, Greg. You've rung in. Simple question. Where would a chicken run if you cut its head off if you've removed directions? You can't even answer it, can you?
I love that movie.
Put it in a shoebox, John.
You put it in a shoebox?
Yeah.
What if you glued its head back on and then it would stop running in all directions and then just run in one direction?
I don't think they'd like that.
Argument, John. You can't glue a chicken's head back on. I've tried it hundreds of times.
There, we're going to have to leave the debate, I think, just for time, really. But lot to think about, lot to digest, isn't there? We're used to directions, aren't we? Left, right, up, down, north, south, east, west, and so on and so forth. But if we got rid of it all, what would happen? Big question, certainly to a headless chicken. We live in post-Brexit Britain. We've got off-street parking and lanyards. Why do we need directions anymore? Greg, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Richard Gere.
Thank you. Maria?
Hamsters.
Good. Right, in... that's what they think. What are you... What do you think? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Every match on Sky Sports and BT Sport. This is football from Virgin Media. Cabled areas only. Search Virgin Media Football for more information.
Who was the second Prime Minister of the United Kingdom? The second person to run a 4-minute mile? What about the second album you bought? Not sure. Here's something you will remember. Being one of the first to test drive the all-new Ford Fiesta, saving you £500. Simply visit your local Ford dealership before the 31st of August. Ford. Together, we go further.
Test drive a Ford vehicle between the 1st of July and 31st of August 2017 and receive a £500 customer saving, including VAT, off the recommended on-the-road price of selected new Ford vehicles contracted and registered between the 1st of July and 31st of August 2017. Excludes CarPlus, Focus RS and Mustang models. Retail customers only at participating Ford dealers.
There's no need to scream and shout if there's a U-Ben that needs straightening out.
There's a local hero for that. If your lights are leaving you in the dark, there's no need for a rude remark. There's a local hero for that.
Whether it's plumbing, heating, drains or electrics, we've got a local tradesman who can help. There's no call-out charge and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. Book online now. There's a local hero for that. Localheroes.com.
All right, Merce. You know I've changed my Sky Sports fantasy football formation to 2-6-3.
Is that allowed?
No, it doesn't even add up. But I'm in your head now. You were never much cop as a manager, were you? Walsall didn't exactly hit the heights. Why put yourself through it all again?
Get out of my head, you mind-bender!
Go head-to-head with your mates in our prize leagues. Let the mind games begin. Download the free Sky Sports Fantasy Football app now. 18 plus, terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the West Midlands, one lane closed and slow traffic due to an accident. That's on the M6 northbound between Junction 5 and Junction 6 around Spaghetti Junction. Elsewhere in Herefordshire at Lempston, we do have slow traffic and the road is closed due to an accident. There's debris on the road. That's on the A49 southbound between the A44 for Mill Street and the A44 for Worcester Road. And in Monmouthshire, we have one lane closed and the carriageway is completely closed to lorries. That's due to strong winds on the M48-7 bridge in both directions between Junction 2 and Junction 1. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. I am John Holmes. You are listening to Talk Radio. And I promised you guest action, and I'm going to deliver that right now in the shape of one of the, most iconic musicians I think I've ever interviewed. Dave Mustaine is on the line. Hello, Dave.
Hey, man.
How are you doing? Well, what's going on in the world of Dave Mustaine?
Everything. Just getting ready to play Bloodstock and just kind of warming up in between with a bunch of massive festivals.
Yeah, now this is, Bloodstock, for those that don't know, it's Derby here in the UK, 10th to the 13th of August, of course. You're headlining on the Sunday night, is that right?
Right.
Yeah, and okay, and the other bands that are on the bill and stuff, right, do you, when you do these gigs, and obviously you do a lot of them, do you, I've always wondered this, do you sort of watch the other bands, Dave, or do
are
you just
sort
other
of, bands on the show?
Well, I mean, they're not you, they're not as good as you, but there are a couple, I mean, but do you, I mean, do you go and watch sort of the bands as well, or do you just hang out in luxury accommodation?
Of course I do, I've got a lot of friends out there, and it's neat to watch new bands do new stuff because you never know when you're going to discover somebody new. I pride myself on having discovered a lot of bands over the years and taking them out with us and watching them go on to greatness. And I think that's important as an elder statesman in our genre to give opportunities to younger bands.
And well, how does it feel? I mean, you use the word elder statesman then. I think that's probably right because you've been doing this for a long time with great success, of course.
Thanks.
Metallica and then along came Megadeth. And when you sort of formed Megadeth, did you have any inkling that it was going to be as big as it was?
Well, I'd hoped. I think everybody wants to be great, you know. But and I didn't know for sure what was going to happen. I do know this: I had no plan B. It was do this or die trying. You know, not to be quoting that cliche song, but I certainly had no plan B.
Yeah, and in terms of the other gigs you're talking about as well, because these are, you know, big festivals that you do now. And have you seen the audience change over time? Do you still pull in a kind of the old crowd and then a younger crowd coming up behind?
Well, I wish I could say something really clever, but you know, the fans, they're all different ages and all different walks of life. You know, we see fans that are coming that we were just in Russia, and there was a picture from the barricade, and it looked like a party for like a high school. There was all these beautiful faces, young people in their teens and stuff, and I love that. I love the fact that you can put aside where we come from and you know, literally, and that you can see how much they appreciate where we come from figuratively. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah.
So we relate in so many different ways that are beyond the scope you know, the ideas that just, oh, well, I'm from here, so therefore I think this way. No, I pride myself in going out and watching the bands and getting to, you know as much as I can about, you know, who we're playing with. You know, sometimes you don't get a chance to do it, and sometimes they just suck, and you don't want to say hello.
just sort of quietly walk out, quietly leave, so they can't talk to you.
Yeah. Well, what you do is you go in and you say, hi, I've got all your records. like the guy in Spinal Tap. No, well, not all your records, but all... No heavy metal records.
Do you? I mean, I'm glad you brought Spinal Tap up, actually, because that's a question I like to ask musicians a lot. In terms of, you know, because Spinal Tap's there to take the P word out of it all. So do you kind of watch that? But it was done affectionately, and do you sort of, you know, is that a sort of yeah, if you like, yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. I think that a lot of people that aren't musicians watch Spinal Tap and they think it's really funny, and those of us who are musicians watch that and think it's a documentary. So, yeah, and I think the funny thing is to gauge how successful you are by the amount of skits and Spinal Tap that you've lived through.
That's the big name, because you're one of the big four, I guess, in this genre, with Anthrax, Metallica, and Slayer as well. And in terms of, do you guys, I mean, all talk to each other? I mean, what's the kind of relationship between bands, the big four?
Can you say that again one more time?
Yeah, sure. Well, the relationship between the big four bands, you know, you guys, Metallica, Anthrax, and Slayer, do you sort of talk to each other a lot, or do you just kind of go and do your own thing?
Well, you know, there's a lot of people involved in the four different groups, and there's a lot of new people from when the four of us all met, you know, that magical moment so many years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, for example, when I was with the guys in Metallica, you know, only two of them were left. When I was friends with the guys in Anthrax, I think only one of them's left.
Yeah.
And because they had a different bass player with Danny Volker and a different drummer with the guy Greg from White Lion and a different guitar player with Dan Spitz and a different singer with Neil, whatever his name was. And then with Slayer, you had Lombardo, you had Hanneman, you had Araya and King. And now you've got Holt and they've gone through quite a number of different drummers, too. So,
yeah,
so the big four, let's see, there's a big... Maybe four of the four.
Well, it's like, you know, it's one of those things where, by your name, you know, is synonymous, I think, with this genre. And it's almost, you know, kind of invented. I mean, are we still calling it thrash metal? Is that the genre we're calling it?
Well, you can call it whatever you want. I don't really tend to put labels on it, because I find that when I say I'm a thrash band, I kind of feel like it's a little limiting. But then when I say, you know, when people say, like, oh, they're a hard rock band, I'm like, wait a minute, we're much more metal than that.
Yeah, and it's, do you follow kind of the British rock scene? Because we had the new wave of British heavy metal back in those days. You know, they got Iron Maiden and Saxon and all that kind of thing.
No, I know.
So were you, in terms of those bands, I mean, how much of an influence was that era, would you say, on what you went on to do?
It was a huge influence. It was probably one of the biggest things that carved and created Metallica, and from that point on, when I left, I had complete freedom to decide whether I was going to sound like Spinal Tap Mach 2, or if I was going to go on and be myself, and I felt that it was, you know, I was so just driven with just revenge that I wanted to be heavier, faster, better, badder, more, you know, and, yeah. And like when it came down to choosing our moniker, how do you pick a name that's more metal than a band that has the word metal in their name? By putting death in your name, goddammit.
Listen, Dave, a pleasure to talk to you. Bloodstock, as we said, is coming up 10th and 13th of August. Dave and Megadeth headlining on the Sunday night. There are some other bands on the bill, but he rightly said, you know, that doesn't matter. Well, we're going to go into the news with some Metallica. This is a first, playing Megadeth on Talk Radio. Which I was not thought of something I'd ever do, but I'm about to do it. Dave, thank you very much indeed. And now, well, here we go, Symphony of Destruction by Megadeth. Watch him become a god. Watch people's heads all roll. And some Megadeth there to take us into the news. I think we should do that every day. In the next half an hour of the programme, how weird is this? So from one of the leading names in metal, Dave Mustaine, the legend of Megadeth, to someone off Love Island in the next half an hour, playing this week's Paul Ross Master Quiz. It'd only happen here, wouldn't it, all of this. It's 3:30 now, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A surgeon convicted of carrying out needless breast operations has had his jail term increased.
We quashed the sentences of 15 years imposed on the Section 18 offences, and we substitute for the sentences of 15 years a sentence of 20 years on each count to run concurrently.
Lady Justice Hallett was one of three judges in the Court of Appeal that decided the original term was unduly lenient. Ian Paterson left victims scarred and disfigured. The 59-year-old from Otteringham exaggerated or invented cancer diagnosis and then got paid for carrying out the procedures. A gang of terrorists has been sentenced to life in prison for planning to attack police or a military target in the UK. Three were given minimum terms of 20 years behind bars, while the fourth will serve at least 15 years. An HIV prevention drug will be made available in England after details of a three-year trial were announced by the NHS. PrEP will be given to 10,000 people at high risk of infection, with sexual health clinics recruiting people from next month. A former EastEnders actor who went on to become a youth worker has admitted sex offences against three teenage girls. Joseph Shade, who's 24 and used to play Peter Beale in the soap from 1998 to 2004. And 4 in 5 UK adults are now binge-watching telly as catch-up technology continues to grow in popularity. Research by the regulator Ofcom's found a third miss out on sleep as a result. The weather showers lingering near western coasts and hills, more persistent rain in parts of Scotland and Northern Ireland, drier elsewhere with lows of 13 degrees. Tomorrow is going to remain unsettled in the north with some showers, sunnier in the south with highs of 22. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
There's more now because it's time for Victoria's bonus news. Bulletins are too short.
They're not too short.
They're too short. They should be longer. longer. But they got shortened.
Are you channeling your Megadeth?
Yes.
With that voice?
longer. My new song called Longer Bulletins.
Oh, dear.
There should be longer bulletins in the news. A million longer bulletins.
Half an hour.
Oh, my God.
Hurts your throat. So, here comes today's bonus news. It's mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
In stereo. Okay, so 10 carbon-bearing minerals have been discovered by geologists using crime-tracking tools.
New mineral alert.
Ah!
It's a new mineral.
Oh.
You haven't done that, have you? You've forgotten that there's a new mineral alert sound effect.
There's a new mineral alert.
Hang on. Hang on.
there we go.
New mineral alert. New mineral alert.
Could have been slicker, but never mind. Go on.
That's my fault.
New mineral alert.
So 10 of them. 10 carbon-bearing minerals, to be precise. So basically, scientists are using big data analysis to locate gas, oil, minerals like gold. So the technique, it goes beyond traditional geology by amassing data about how and where minerals are formed. For instance, by the cooling of lava after volcanic eruptions.
No, I don't agree with that.
So it's network theory. It's the idea that relationships between things are governed by a set of mathematical rules. So it's often used to look at things like the spread of infectious diseases or to understand how human groups like terrorists interact. Previously, luck had played a big role for geologists searching for new deposits, but now they've got some theory.
New mineral alert.
New mineral alert.
Good.
Ten new minerals, yeah. Really. Yeah. So.
Let's not play it more.
What else have we got in the mineral news?
The fun fact that was aforementioned. It's been revealed there are 600,000 gold bars worth almost £228 billion stashed around London. Now, they're not up for grabs when I say stashed. They're hidden
like
safely away.
Treasure hunt.
It's not a treasure hunt.
Right. I thought it was like, do you remember Masquerade?
No, because I'm not as old as you.
Okay. Well, Masquerade was a book by Kit Williams, I think. And the idea was it was full of lavish illustrations of areas of Britain with rabbit themed running through it. And if you followed all the clues within the pages, you would find a golden rabbit that he'd hidden somewhere in Britain. And I think somebody found it some years ago. But I thought it was like that.
No, it's not.
Oh, sorry I brought it up then.
Yep, wasting my time again. So, in case you're wondering, there are a million silver bars in London vaults, adding up to £14 billion. And this has all come from the London Bullion Market Association, which has revealed the data for the first time. Press the button to keep playing the music.
The
yeah, I know.
News.
It ran
come
out.
On.
Do you want...
Yes.
It?
He's got to make sure he presses the right button.
Well, we know he doesn't always.
No, wrong one.
See?
Selection day.
Oh.
Oh, that could have been quite fun. No.
What's that?
Terminator 2.
I might ask why. Okay. And finally, apparently there's a new bizarre trend of people mixing toothpaste and urine to see if they're pregnant.
What?
So, some people, I don't know who they are, they claim that the DIY tests will turn blue and fizz if someone's with child. But, obviously, loads of people...
What, do you just wee on a toothbrush? What?
No,
you idiot.
You put the toothpaste in your mouth.
Right.
Oh, not in your mouth.
And then...
Swill it round with some wee.
Yeah.
If it comes and spits out blue.
If you go off like a Mento in a Diet Coke bottle...
You're
pregnant.
Which is possibly how you got pregnant.
But I'd like to say that anyone who's not an idiot knows this doesn't work.
So we should try it.
Stuart Gale, the chief pharmacist at Oxford Online for Pharmacies, dismissed the method. He says the fizz in the toothpaste is caused by the acid in the urine reacting with calcium carbonate in the toothpaste to give off carbon
dioxide.
That's
what babies are made out of.
The more acidic the urine is, the greater the fizz. Whether or not a person is or isn't pregnant wouldn't make a difference. So stop trying to get people to pee in your mouth.
Mineral News.
Mineral News.
Thanks, Victoria, for that.
It's okay.
Mineral News.
Revealed.
Mineral alert.
Thanks, Victoria.
Yeah. Learned more about Cornelius than I wanted to then.
Fine. All right, we'll be playing Paul Rossmaster very shortly indeed. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on air and off the
tonight from 10 on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
So coming up very shortly, there will be today's edition of Paul Rossmaster, which will involve somebody off Love Island. Who is it today? You're the Love Island fan. So.
It is Tyne Lexi.
Right.
Tyne Lexi Clarsen.
Excellent. Well, she
went in the house with Gabby.
Brilliant. Well, she's going to be having a knowledge of Paul Ross tested very shortly indeed. There's some facts about Kanye West today that we are collating. Because Kanye West, it turns out, is suing Lloyd's of London, the insurance company, because they're not paying out over a series of cancelled concerts. And he's blaming them for this. So it's some facts about Kanye West. We've had a lot in already. Thank you for them. Cornelius, what do we got?
Alex says that Kanye West is Tuna King John West's younger brother. Jeff says that Kanye West once came third in a Kanye West Comes Third competition.
Kanye's debut single, Wannabe, was released in 1996 and subsequently became the national anthem for St. Kitts and Nevis in the Caribbean.
I've been there.
All right. And of course, we mentioned this one earlier, but it's worth repeating. Kanye West's real last name, which I didn't know, is Papadopoulos, like the laundrette owner in EastEnders. In an interview with Zane Lowe on Beats One, he explained that he chose the name West because he's a huge fan of the former rock star and Virgin Radio presenter Jamie East. However, the name Kanye East was already taken, so he had to go for West. He wanted Kanye West. Otherwise, he'd have to go for Kanye East One on Twitter, and he didn't want that. Facts about Kanye West. Anyway, we'll take them. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
All right, Paul Rossmaster on the way.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Score the biggest deal of the Premier League and save an unbeatable £900 versus Sky over 18 months with Britain's lowest price Sky Sports bundle from TalkTalk. For just £28.45 a month, get award-winning TV, all eight Sky Sports channels and unlimited broadband including line rental. But hurry, the big summer save ends 17th of August. Search TalkTalk TV now. TalkTalk. For everyone. Based on slower broadband speeds than BT and Virgin, competitor contracts for 12 months, Sky has more channels, contract and conditions apply.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In August, we've got code 3, 4 and 5 lead flashing for only £2.50 ex-vat per kilogram. Now that's a real deal. To find more real deals and your nearest branch, go to selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
This August, Macmillan Cancer Support needs you to brave the shave and help raise money for men, women and children with cancer.
I'm braving the shave for my mum to let her know I'm here for her.
I'm shaving my head to support people facing cancer.
I'm braving the shave in memory of my grandma. I think she'd be proud of me.
I'm shaving my head to support my brother.
Whatever your reason for braving the shave this summer, you'll be doing something truly amazing to support people affected by cancer. So go on, sign up today at bravetheshave.org.uk or search Brave the Shave.
Boom! Football is back. What better way to see it in than the Sun on Sunday's 64-page Premier League guide? featuring in-depth analysis on all clubs, the ins and outs, and Shearer's predictions for the new season. And get some handy knowledge for your dream team. Get in! Grab your guide in The Sun on Sunday. The Sun, we live it.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In South Yorkshire, one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down van that is on the M1 southbound between junction 33 and junction 32 around Thurcroft. Elsewhere in Greater Manchester, one lane closed and some very slow traffic due to a broken down van and recovery work. It's on the M62 eastbound between junction 19 and junction 20 around Rochdale, and congestion is back to junction 18. And elsewhere in Greater Manchester, very slow traffic and one lane closed due to a broken down car. It's on the M60 clockwise between junction 9 and junction 10 for Trafford. I'm Sammy Jolo.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
And here it is. Have you got a pen or pencil and a piece of paper? I'm going to give you the recipe for a perfect Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. A portion of politics, a cup full of current affairs, and a caster sugar bowl full of showbiz. All that and music news, and we are spoiling you each and every breakfast. Mmm, there's a mouthful.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk, essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, there is a lot of news in the news today. Of course, a man has retired. He is the Duke of the Prince of the Philip of Edinburgh. And he's pictured on the front of many of the papers today, raising a hat. He has hung up his, for the final time, he's hung up his mild disdain for foreigners and will no longer be making public appearances in quite the same way. That's in the news today. Much else, genetic splicing and editing.
Geneticing.
Yeah, is also big news today. The Venezuela crisis we've been talking about as well. The president's postponed the launch of a new assembly following claims of the mass electoral fraud that the country is riven with at the moment. What I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No. Were you going to swear then?
I was going to say figure. Because I'm reading articles about our upcoming guest.
That's just weird. Right, okay. So don't worry, Cornelius. Don't worry your figure. Because we explain the news on this programme in a very simple way. We use Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. The news in haikus.
OJ Simpson, get away, Bronco is for sale, not the blood-stained one.
The news in haikus. It is time. It's Thursday, so that makes it time for this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. It is the radio quiz that tests the player's knowledge of Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Each celebrity that has a go each and every week is looking to score some points. That will put them at the top of the leaderboard with everybody else who's ever played. Let's meet today's contestant. It's Tyne Lexi Clarkson, only out of off of Love Island. Hello, Tyne.
Hey, you okay?
Very well. How are you?
Hiya.
I'm good, thank you. I'm feeling a little bit nervous, though.
So nothing to be nervous about at all. Before we get on to Matters quiz, though, tell us a little bit about... What are you up to, Tyne? What are you doing?
Right now?
Well, right now, generally in your life, you know.
Since I've been out, I've been, like, very... Obviously, everyone's been really, really busy. And yeah. I've just kind of been getting into the whole fashion thing. Loads of fashion brands have kind of been... approaching me about different things and different lines and stuff. So everything's very exciting at the moment.
It's so exciting, isn't it? Yeah.
Pipeline, so yeah.
It's incredible how successful the whole thing has been, isn't it?
Yeah,
are you kind of surprised by it? Are you surprised by the level of success?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a brilliant show, but compared to last year, this year has just kind of absolutely gone wild and the whole nation's been obsessed with it, haven't they?
You picked the right year, didn't you, in that sense?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
And is it right you were once in Shameless?
Yes, I was an extra in Shameless, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Very good show. Very funny show.
Yeah, very funny show. But look, we've got a good, time is against us here.
Just quickly, Ty and Lexi, you've been photoed cozying up with Johnny. Is there anything going on there?
No, we're just friends. We're good friends.
Okay, I'd stay well clear from him if you want my advice.
Thanks for popping in with that, Cornelius. Right, good. So, what's going to happen here, Ty Lexi, is this. There are three questions about Paul Ross. Are you aware of his work? Are you an expert in his life and career?
No, okay, not fine. Really.
No, don't worry. No one ever is. But it doesn't matter, because the three questions are multiple choice, mostly.
Okay.
So all you got to do is go A, B or C, and we'll get through it. But stand by, Ty and Lexi, for this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. Here we go. Hi, Lexi Clarkson, out of off of Love Island. Here's your first question. It's a film question. Newly released movie film news. And a new movie film release is the newly released movie film Valerian and the City of 1,000 Radio Presenters. A dark force threatens the vast metropolis of Paul Ross, a talk radio full-set breakfast host, and home to thousands of radio presenters. Set in the 28th century, special operatives must work together to maintain order throughout the talk radio full-set breakfast show. The dark entity, Carol Malone, has invaded the programme. And through a series of awkward interactions with the usual host and slightly clumsy interviews that she seems to want in on, the operatives must race against time to save the show. But Valerian and the City of 1,000 Radio Presenters isn't the only radio-based sci-fi future film, Tyne Lexi. Name the other one. Is it A, Avatar Buck? Occasional Radio 2 presenter Lisa Tarbuck links to human minds via blue alien hybrids. Is it B, The Thing? That we don't mention around here about former talk radio cover presenter Hardeep Singh Kohli? Or is it C, Pacific Rim? Something to do with Paul Ross and a traffic roundabout in the Maidenhead area.
I'm going to go for B.
The Thing. Yeah, is the right answer. Very, very good. Come on, right. Question two. History. And it was on this day in history, give or take, that the cornerstone of the famous Statue of Libertalk radio was laid in New York Harbour in America. The neoclassical copper sculpture of talk radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross, holding aloft famously a pair of headphones, was a gift to the US from talk radio management in 1886 and is an icon of freedom, immigration and interviews with ex-celebrity Big Brother contestants between 6 and 10 every morning. But the Statue of Libertalk Radio isn't the only radio-based famous statue. Name the other one. Is it A, the Venus de Gilo? Former guest booking producer at talk radio, Gilo, has his arms cut off, and in many ways it improves his general appearance. Is it C, B, Julia Hartley Brewer the Redeemer? Or is it C, the Great James Whale at Giza? Constructed by ancient Egyptians at the foot of the pyramids, this mysterious statue of talk radio evening presenter James Whale has the head of James Whale and the body of James Whale.
I'm going to have to go for A on that one.
A, Venus de Gilo, is the right answer. Very good. Very good work. Very good, Tyne Lexi Clarkson. Right, third question is a music question. Have a listen to this music.
Like a hurricane.
Oh, well, of course, Tyne, Lexi, Class and Out of Off of Love Island. That was the 1980s high wind-related rock hit Rock You Like a Hurricane by the German heavy metal band The Scorpions. Here is your unrelated question. Scientists have modified radio presenter embryos to remove genetic mutations that cause heart failure in otherwise healthy hosts of daytime programmes in a landmark demonstration of this controversial procedure. It's the first time that human embryos have had their genomes edited outside China, where researchers have performed a handful of studies on talk radio full set breakfast presenter Paul Ross to see whether the approach could prevent inherited diseases from being passed on from one broadcaster to the next. Here's your question, Tyne Lexi. Name five famous Chinas. Five famous Chinas.
Five famous Chinas. Okay, you've got China. As in people.
What?
Okay, you've got
China's no clues.
Okay, you've got Bone China.
Good.
Great Wall of China.
Strong answer. Very good. Yes.
China off Love Island.
Yeah, there it is.
Good.
Bird.
Black China.
Yep.
And one more.
I've got to put a timer on you. That's good, though.
And Chinese.
Well, let me tell you what I had written on the card. You did very well there. I had China from Love Island, so yes, good. She played this last week. In Your Hand, the hit by Tapao. A China dog my Nana had in her lounge when I was growing up as a gaudy ornament. The 1979 Jack Nicholson film The Syndrome. And The China House, which is a pub restaurant in Plymouth. Not bad, actually, but we're going to go to Cornelius, who's been working out...
Hi there, Tyne Lexi.
...your scores. Tyne Lexi needs... Remember, she's trying to get some points...
Okay.
And if she does, that will get her to the leaderboard with everybody else who's ever played. So, have you been working it out?
I've worked it out.
Okay. And the score for Tyne Lexi Clarkson, out of Off of Love Island, and her range of fashion that she's working on.
Congratulations, Tyne. You've scored.
Yep.
Some points! Just a
point.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Tyne Lexi, Tyne Lexi Clarkson.
Well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, you see what dizzy heights your new career has led to? That quiz. Right, so there it is, and there'll be another edition of Paul Rossmaster, of course, next week.
She hung up as well.
Yeah. No, they picked up. So that just leads us very neatly, I think, into a one-man Love Island in many ways. John Nicholson, hello.
That really conjures up images. interesting insight into your own life, John.
Isn't it, though? I think that we're sharing in these
moments. Because I've never
moments.
Really thought about an island in that way, but clearly you have.
Yeah, many times.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you? What's going on?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Good. I'm fine. We've got a packed programme coming up beginning at 4 o'clock. We're going to be talking about gene therapy. Did you follow that story?
We certainly did. Yes. Yeah.
Isn't it absolutely fascinating? And of course, if you can take a fetus and you can remove a hereditary condition from the fetus, then plant the fetus back in, you can get rid of all sorts of conditions.
Yeah, it's...
Cancer, haemophilia.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. But then it also opens up all sorts of moral questions. For example, Down syndrome children, you could remove the Down's preponderance from the fetus. Is that something we want to do? Are we going to then breed perfect babies? Is that sinister?
The designer baby idea.
Precisely.
Which at the moment, because we were talking to someone about this earlier who works in this field, and he said, obviously quite rightly, that doing anything like that is illegal.
Yes.
But of course, that's because the technology for that isn't... It doesn't have to be illegal in the future. So
precisely.
You're absolutely right. It opens the floodgates.
And people already choose designer babies. If you go to a sperm bank and you choose a Scandinavian with blonde hair and blue eyes,
yeah,
isn't that what you're doing already? So we're looking at that. We're also looking at binge watching. Apparently lots of us are turning up at work absolutely exhausted because we're lying in bed all night looking at Netflix and binge watching series.
I watch binge. Do you watch binge?
Yeah, well, I just go to the pub and watch other people drink.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a fun night out. Remind me to spend an evening with you as soon as possible. So have you ever binge watched a series?
Yes. Well, like not at night. I mean, I don't do this stay up watching lie in bed doing it thing.
My other half loves horror films.
Right.
So I quite often fall asleep to the sound of screaming.
as do many of us.
Yeah.
And then you realise it's yourself into the void.
Yes. And not we're not talking pleasure.
Horror films, they're not there for that reason, presumably, in your house. And
House of Cards is one that I binge-watched. Yeah. It's just so good.
But what's the definition of a binge-watch? Is that sitting there
back-to-back? So instead of, you wait until the series has all gone out, and you store them all up, and then you watch one after the other. And they're so addictive and so good that you just
But even even on things like Netflix and so on, they now have that. Before even the credits have finished, it says, next episode.
Yes.
And can almost auto-plays that for you. Uh-huh. So it sucks you in.
They used to call them cliffhangers in the movies, didn't they?
Isn't House of Cards a bit of a busman's holiday for a ex-politician?
Well,
isn't it just like going to work, really?
It's a good question. It was all built, wasn't it, on the idea that that Francis Urquhart in the UK series and then Kevin Spacey in the American series was just too evil to be true. Does that really work with President Trump in the White House? It's not possible to out-Trump Trump anymore, is it?
So there it is. Yeah.
So, but I think most people like dramas from their own world, don't they, really? And Kevin Spacey's just so good in it.
I've not watched the latest series, but it is on my binge-watch list. So anyway.
I binge-watched a whole weekend of it, and it's absolutely fabulous. And
what you need is some kind of life, John.
That's why I've joined Talk Radio.
And you're very welcome. John Nicholson with you next. I'm going downstairs to do Drive Time on Virgin. I'm going to binge radio. And we're back tomorrow here for Friday, 1 till 4. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.